fathers and mothers and fathers.
Mothers, daddios, we are your children, the apples of your eye, the acorns next to the tree. You've already given us so much, so we're not asking you to teach us Dutch. Just a phone call to our teacher.
Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Or volunteering in our classroom. Any involvement in our school is cooler than cool.
Ice cold.
Because studies show a little participation in our place of education increases our chances for graduation.
And we like shiny caps and gowns.
A little involvement goes a long way. For ways to get involved in your child's school, join your local PTA or visit pta.org.
A message from the Ed Council and National PTA.
Here's your WGNU forecast for today. Look for partly cloudy skies, high in the mid-50s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low in the mid-30s. For Thursday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-50s. Look for a low around 30 Thursday night with partly cloudy skies. Partly sunny Friday, high in the lower 50s. And mostly cloudy Friday night, clouding up a little bit more. Again, a low around 30 degrees, though. 32 currently at the WGNU studios. That's also our latest report from Lambert Fields. Stay right here on 920 AM and WGNU.net.
Cut your gas costs in half. Team up to share the ride to work in a carpool or vanpool. Thousands of St. Louis area commuters have discovered how ride sharing with Ride Finders can combat the sting of rising gas prices, and you can too. Ride Finders offers an exclusive computerized ride matching service that matches commuters throughout the region who share similar workday commutes so they can contact one another to share the ride in a carpool or vanpool. The ride matching service is provided by Ride Finders free of charge and is available online at ridefinders.org or toll-free at 800-VIP-RIDE. The higher gas prices get, the more savings you'll see. Add more passengers to your carpool and save even more. Call Ride Finders today at 800-VIP-RIDE and ease the strain that record gas prices are putting on your wallet. That's 800-VIP-RIDE.
Hi, folks, this is Decent Guy Dunn. Join me at midnight every Monday through Friday right here on WGNU. Yes, you heard right. Every night at midnight, Monday through Friday. Congress isn't the only group of people up at midnight, don't you know? Now the conspiracy hunter is flying under cover of darkness with night vision at the ready to uncover what's going on in Washington and in world capitals and to discuss it with you. It's information that matters to all of us. Remember, join me at midnight Monday through Friday for the Conspiracy Hunter with Decent Guy Don Griffin on AM 920 WGNU, the station with something for everyone, even at midnight. See you then.
Influenza can be a serious disease, especially if you're at high risk.
Are you talking to me?
If you have asthma, diabetes, or any other chronic medical condition, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you're pregnant during influenza season, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you're 50 or older, yes. If your child is between 6 and 23 months, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you live or work with anyone in these high-risk groups, yes. Prevent influenza. Get immunized. Some people don't think influenza is serious, but they're wrong. Dead wrong. This year's influenza virus will kill as many as 36,000 people. Influenza is that serious. We are too.
Are you talking to me?
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 Yes, we're talking to you.
Influenza vaccine is available in a variety of places. Contact your healthcare provider to learn more. A message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases and this station.
The Metro East Multiple Sclerosis CRANB Self-Help Group will hold their next meeting Tuesday, February 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Link Building in Belleville. Guest speaker Priscilla Hale from the Collinsville Emergency Management Agency will talk about disaster preparedness for people with disabilities. Everyone is welcome to attend, but the meeting is designed for MS patients, their families, and friends. No registration is required. For more information, contact Diane Earhart at 618- 888-235-8823 or Earhart500 at AOL.com. Health news from Radio 920 WGNU.
Hello, this is Ella Allen Coyne, host of the Gospel Soul Train broadcast. Join me every Saturday evening at 6:30 as we lift up Jesus with the best gospel music in St. Louis. We also bring you the latest church news you need to know. So join me, Ella Allen Coyne, on the Gospel Soul Train Saturday evening at 6:30 here on WGNU.
Anyway.
So what are these, like mushrooms or peyote or something like that?
It's like a peyote thing.
Yeah. Is it? How do you know, Rich?
Peter knows. He just told me.
How does Peter know?
He says it's good stuff.
How does Peter know that?
Says he gets it at his local Starbucks. That's why it's the number six company in the nation.
Now there's something to contend with. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm John. Like most moms, my wife Maggie makes sacrifices for the kids and me every day. After reading an article about another mom from Florida who lost 100 pounds using all-natural H57 Hoodia, she decided to finally do something for herself. She tried H57 Hoodia, and it worked. I've never seen her happier. Since she started taking H57 Hoodia, we can't keep up with her. Look, to me, she's always been beautiful, but now you can tell she feels that way, too. Thanks, H57. I love seeing Maggie smile.
Call now and try H57 Hoodia risk-free at 877-H57-DIET or visit myh57.com.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I thought you were done with our taxes.
I am, but now TurboTax can help us get even more from our tax refund.
Really?
Yeah. With TurboTax, we can use all or part of our refund for gift cards with a bonus of 10%, 20%, or more at over 50 major retailers.
Wow.
We can get more from the places where we'd spend our money anyway.
A bonus on top of our refund? I'm thinking power tools.
Or some new shoes.
DVD player.
Dinner out.
Barbecue grill.
New laptop.
Vacation.
Vacation.
Fees apply. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
Dry, cold, and windy weather can cause skin to peel, flake, and thicken. Defy dry winter skin with Pretty Feet and Hands Rough Skin Remover. Specially formulated for delicate skin, Pretty Feet and Hands Cream gently exfoliates rough or cracked skin without harsh chemicals or abrasives, leaving you with skin that's smooth and silky. For soft and supple skin all winter long, pamper yourself with Pretty Feet and Hands at Walgreens, Osco's, Save-On, Rite Aid, Eckerd, and other fine pharmacies.
All right, more from the Doug File now on the Good Day program. A seventh grader, Roberta, has tested ice and toilet water at fast food restaurants. Why? I don't know, but the results are interesting of this test. 70% of the time, the toilet water was cleaner than the ice water.
Oh, no.
Do
you know, I never take ice in any of the sodas. I always say no ice because I just don't trust it.
Yeah,
and you get more, too.
That's a great study. Jasmine Roberts is in the seventh grade. Never expected her award-winning middle school science project to get so much attention.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Project produced disturbing results. 70% of the time, ice from fast food restaurants was dirtier than toilet water. Now, this is a 12-year-old who collected ice samples from five different restaurants.
And then collected
your
toilet water?
Favorites. Collected the toilet water and then went to the self-serve machine that did the, where the little chunks of ice come.
Right, right.
In several cases, the ice tested positive for E. coli bacteria, human waste.
Yeah.
And has been linked to several illness outbreaks. The bacteria, according to Dr. David Katz on Good Morning America yesterday, said intelligently, those bacteria don't belong there. It's not cause for... That's good, huh? Not cause for a panic, though, he said. It's alarming that this young woman found this out. You know, what really disturbs all these people is it just shows you how badly run, in part. They never test anything.
Actually, this is easily solved.
Okay, Rich.
Just switch it around.
Just
right?
Get a plumber and switch the pipes.
But that's amazing. The E. coli,
Charlie, run the plumbing from the toilets over to the ice machine and switch it back and we're all set.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce.
Hold the E. coli.
And stick this pipe.
Switch the plumbing to the ice machine.
I think I'll go back to talking about my colonic, which I had another one yesterday.
Oh, you missed it, Rich.
No, I think we'll go back to that.
I'm getting my colonic at Burger King today.
Right,
exactly.
The ice.
Never break.
Yeah, 20 or a pipe. 21 after the hour.
With my back pain, it hurt just to think about swinging a golf club.
Arthritis pain can ruin your golf game. That's why you need capsaicin cream for relief beyond belief. Capsaicin cream is doctor-recommended, long-lasting, and works fast. For arthritis pain relief so effective.
It's like the pain was never there. It's unbelievable.
You've got to feel it for yourself. Capsaicin cream. Relief beyond belief.
Now that's a shot.
If you haven't been using Mobisil, you haven't been using one of the most effective topical pain relief formulas on the market today. Mobisil combines a powerful pain reliever with soothing aloe in a quick absorbing formula. Apply it directly to the site of your pain and feel its deep penetrating formula ease aching joints and muscles on the spot. Mobisil is odorless, non-irritating, and non-staining. Mobisil, rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Savon, Super D, and USA Drug Pharmacies.
Dear Gold Bond, I'm a hairstylist, and washing hair all day really wrecks my hands.
Listen to this real letter from Nikki of West Virginia about our Ultimate Healing Lotion.
Since I found Gold Bond Ultimate, my hands haven't cracked once.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now I show off my hands to all my clients.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
You're already doing what's hard for your health. You diet. That's hard. You do regular exercise. That's harder. You even get a colonoscopy. The hardest. If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, he could tell you that adding Bayer low dose is a simple way to help prevent 1 out of 3 heart attacks. Now that's simple. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. Bayer low dose. A little does a lot.
Ever driven a car naked? I want to know whether you've ever driven a car.
No.
Yeah. Ever been?
No.
Rich, you ever drive a car naked?
I've been naked in cars.
Yeah,
but
I've never driven a car naked.
Okay. Have you ever been naked in a car? Like while it was moving?
Have I ever been naked in a car while it was
moving? The answer is yes.
It was moving, but it was still in park.
We have to keep it rocking so no one comes a knocking.
You play that drop too often. Fishies. Too focused on his huge.
When you wake up, all of a cluster, thinking life has passed you by.
Ray Davies' new CD.
Give yourself a kick up the backside. Jump out of bed and punch the sky. Is there life after breakfast?
I love these English rockers. I really do. Life after breakfast. Yeah, unless you go to a fast food restaurant.
Exactly.
What are they drinking? They haven't put a lot of ice in it. life after breakfast.
Peter says, so I guess the dogs drinking out of the toilets really knew something after all.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot smarter than when we are. Can you imagine what kind of flack now? Let's see what people do with this information now that it's out there. I want to know what people are going to do. But those of you who frequent fast food restaurants, and I try not to sound like an elitist. I just don't like going to fast food restaurants. And it is, maybe it's just not a psychic thing, but it's an instinctive thing. How can you sell people food that cheap and have the food be any good? You know, people say to me, well, you have all those discouraging things to say about what is available at McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King or whatever. You know, there's got to be a happy medium somewhere between the $20 steak and the 99-cent Whopper. There's got to be something like in the middle of all of that that is of value. I can't imagine a 99-cent burger having any value to it, because I don't know how you can come up with any kind of hamburger that's...
And sell it profitably.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For 99 cents. What do you think you're getting? Maybe it's...
What I'm suspect, too, is that, you know, this all these foods are shipped in from central locations. Yeah. And if you ever take buns, you know, bread from these fast food places...
You're an expert on buns.
Yeah,
aren't you?
I'm expert at buns. Yeah. And you leave it out, it never gets moldy.
Well, the latest
thing... Put them in a landfill and dig it up and
never gets moldy. See, you're being right. You wonder, what's in this
King.
Stuff?
You hear that they're now spraying... red meat with carbon dioxide.
Keep it red.
To keep it red. To keep it from turning gray.
Right.
And they say, well, of course, you know, it's not enough to really cause any damage.
No,
and the FDA said,
of course not. No.
They have
okay,
this...
so here's where I tell you the story about what I saw coming out of the pipe yesterday in my colonic.
Somebody shut him up, please.
2 days in a row, and I learned something. This is going to be a public service announcement.
Let me do the public service announcement.
Shut his mic off, please.
If you're eating breakfast, turn the radio off right now.
No.
All right, go ahead.
Actually, there is a, what I learned yesterday, I didn't know this, because about 4 years ago I went through a series of these, and I haven't had them done since then. But as a result of a few things that are going on in my intestine, I decided I'd get it cleaned out. One of the things I learned yesterday was that there is this lining that over the years develops, and it's like a tar in your little black chunks of things.
In your stomach? Or
in your intestine. Mm-hmm. Because the stuff that you, depending on what you eat, again, it's all on what you eat. Whatever, if you've had lots of veggies and roughage and stuff, it'll knock the stuff out. It won't keep it from being there, but it'll keep it sort of moving. If you don't, if you eat smooth foods, then this tar is like plaque on your veins. It builds up, and it eventually plugs up your intestine. And so you need somehow or other to deal with that. Now, I don't know, people, there aren't a lot of places in the country where they have colon, although more and more people, I think, can get them in cities around the country. But you see these little chunks of black coming out of you, and you know that you should be doing something about it. And I'm sorry, in deference to those who are having their breakfast, but it is a very interesting experience.
How's that go with you, Cheerios?
It's 28 past the hour.
It's time for Computer America Instant Message.
Hi, this is Craig Crossman, host of the Computer America Show. Intel's consumer education manager, Ralph Bond, joins us with his Intel Digital Minute, where he reports on the latest happenings in the computing industry. Ralph will be with us right after this.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
We want a neighborhood with good schools.
Bob and I don't want to live around a bunch of noisy kids anymore. I'm concerned that the area have a reliable doggy daycare for Mr. Darcy. Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have the experience to make your dreams a reality. Visit RE/MAX.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Craig Crossman, and we're back. Here now, Intel's Ralph Bond.
Are you a sports nut avidly following NBC's 2006 Olympic Winter Games coverage? Are you the lucky owner of an Intel Vive technology-based entertainment PC or an Intel Centrino mobile technology-based laptop? And do you have a high-speed connection to the Internet? If you said yes, you're in luck. Intel and NBC Universal have teamed up to offer special online, on-demand, high-resolution video programming just for you. Go to NBCOlympics.com/moments to register free of charge for the video service. If your Intel Vive technology-based PC is equipped with a remote control connected to a high-resolution display and linked to the Internet via a high-speed connection, you can sit back and enjoy special sports moments in dazzling high-resolution video. And Intel Centrino mobile technology laptop users can experience the same fun on the go from any wireless hotspot or from your home or office network. To get in on the action, visit nbcolympics.com/moments. That's this week's Intel Minute on Computer America. I'm Ralph Vaughn with Intel.
Computer America is the longest-running national radio show on computers. Check it out at computeramerica.com.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Westbound 255 at Jefferson Barracks Bridge. Look for maintenance operations. Left lane's closed. Northbound 55 between Route M and Rivas Barracks. Look for no problems report. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Big Bend. Look for no problems there. Eastbound 40 between Boone Bridge and 141 looks good. Eastbound 70 from 370 to the Blanchett Bridge, nothing to report. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Big Bend, look for no problems there as well. Westbound 270 from the Canal Bridge all the way into Newhalls Ferry is on a move. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the PSB looks good. However, it's a bit sluggish. Westbound 64 at 25th at the PSB, expect normal traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at 5570, look for no problems from there all the way onto Memorial Drive. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge is slow in the left lane. Triple Lakes at Stoley Road is closed due to an accident in Centerville. It must be a serious accident, so use caution if you're out in that area as well. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through February, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, partly cloudy skies, high around the mid-50s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Moving on to Thursday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-50s. Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And then on Friday, partly sunny, high in the lower 50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 32 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 32 as well. It's time now for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
The sweet sounds of music
and glorious inspiration broadcast.
Prizes awarded on WG
for over 30 years. We bring you the best loved songs on the gospel scene.
Plus late breaking church news,
words of inspiration,
and well, just a whole lot of fun.
Join me, Evangelist Stella Norrie,
and me, Brother Mel St. Clair, Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m. until 11 o'clock a.m.
Here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Did you know that you can have the Leaf Slugger gutter protection system installed by United Homecraft and eliminate gutter cleaning forever? In fact, they guarantee it. The best part is the Leaf Slugger gutter protection system installs over your existing gutters. If the winter weather has damaged your gutters and they need to be replaced, United Homecraft can do that too. With one phone call, you can stay off that dangerous ladder, stop cleaning the mess from your gutters, and save a bundle with a $250 instant rebate during their preseason sale going on now. The Leaf Slugger system will also keep you from spending thousands of dollars this spring in repairs to your home from water damage. Call United Homecraft today for a free, no-obligation estimate at 1-888-731-2052. That's 1-888-731-2052. The Leaf Slugger Gutter Protection System by United Homecraft, one of St. Louis's oldest and largest contractors. United Homecraft is a participating member of the iTex Trade Exchange. Your iTex trade dollars are welcome.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. For us to use our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow made.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up, you need to get to me. There's so much stuff to talk about. 4540400. My email, that's revolution@lizbrown.com. My archives. Check out all my shows at whiterosesociety.org.
And don't forget, we are streamed hourly, minutely, secondly, all of that good stuff at WGNU.net. Are you scared yet? George W. Bush is saying, out his mouth, that's M-O-F, mouth, out his mouth, he is going to veto any legislation that says that Congress should take a look at selling control of our ports to foreign countries. He's going to veto that, God bless America. The dude that says that he's got a spy on us because we have phones and the terrorists have phones. Well, that he's got a spy on us. He has the absolute authority to spy on us. He's saying that he's going to veto that because the government's looked into it and there's no more looking into it necessary. The government being who? You and the dude that shot the 78 and the 79-year-old man in the face and the heart? That dude? And you want to know how scary this administration is and the sycophants that they hire? Yeah, look that one up. Do you want to know how scary this administration is? Check this out. Randall Larson, who is with the Institute for Homeland Security, was saying, and I quote, he says that we really don't have the ports are not, you can't really protect the ports anyway. We're a country where people can do things, bad things to the United States. We can't protect the ports anyway. Anyway. There is no security element in this. There are Republicans that are saying, no. Pete King, I really wonder how much Mike Chernoff was involved in this. I've seen the depths of this investigation of this contract with the ports. There was very little investigating whatsoever that was being done. Huh? Here's what the Homeland the Security person said. I think we waste a lot of money trying to put security into ports anyway. What the? They haven't done it in the past. There's far easier ways to do it. The Al-Qaeda manual says build your weapons inside own countries you want to do and try to protect the port is incredibly difficult anyway. They're so large. How you feel, sweetie? How you feel out there? You feel all loved and protected? Then let's just get rid of Homeland Security. Ain't that some stuff? They're too big to protect anyway. Shoot. Ooh, Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm feeling it. Let's do this, Howard. Let's do this.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
Welcome back. Let me get to some callers here. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
When I heard that yesterday, I said, this man need to be impeached. I mean, he's saying, in other words, what George Bush is saying, Liz, nobody can tell him what to do.
They can't tell him what to do. They can't tell him when to do it. They can't tell him jack.
I mean, people ought to be scared out of their wits at this man. What I want to know, Liz, is who's getting this money?
That's the question, isn't it?
That's
the question. Which one of George W. Bush's friends or rich friends who's so greedy that has to be richer, who, when, how's he getting more money?
Somebody is getting hiding some money somewhere, and the American people ought to be scared out of their wits.
All right,
and
thank
we're
you.
We're not talking about one port, Liz.
We're talking about many.
Many.
Thanks for your call, Dolores. Listen, folks, we have our winners. Get off my phone. Get off my phone. We have our winners. We have our winner. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Dave.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, Liz, I say as long as we have corruption and money into this issue, there's never going to be any so-called security. We'll never be safe as long as we have money and corruption into the system. I don't look to ever be secure if someone wants to attack us. So I say follow the money.
Always. Thanks for your
call.
Have
a good one.
454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. Follow the money. Follow the money. 454-0400. Get to me.
Register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
Mary Knoll is... Mike Bassano, a Mary Knoll priest, helping migrant workers and refugees in Thailand.
I found a young man on the street, lying on the ground. He was homeless. He also had HIV/AIDS. He was not able to walk. I asked him, would you like to come to a special dinner with us? And he said, yes. I picked him up, carried him to the church, and as we entered, we all gave him a warm applause, and the celebration began.
Mary Knoll is a 100-year-old Catholic organization with priests, sisters, brothers, laymen and women helping the poor in 39 countries around the world. To get a subscription to Mary Knoll magazine, in English or Spanish, or to find out how you can help, call us. 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. And check out our website, www.maryknoll.org. One world, one mission. Mary Knoll.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Then stay tuned for Dave Linehan with today's solutions as he discusses what matters most to you.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s? Is it great college for our kids?
Out of the question.
Is the American dream?
Out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
Learn about mind and body wellness in a 2-hour, 10-week support group sponsored by the Lutheran Family and Children's Services. The group will start meeting in mid to late February, and licensed clinical social workers will lead the group. Insurance may help cover the cost, and a sliding fee scale is available. For more information or to register, call 314-787-5100. News to you from WGNU.
informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Baile, para qué? Baile, musebetsi. Baile, para qué? Baile, musebetsi. Makanisi, konando. Pensa quanta elena. Makanisi, konando. Pensa quanta elena. Baile, para qué? Baile, musebetsi. I live but I get I live seven things my family.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the Wake Up Call, Larry.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm all right. But Liz, I just heard Ms. Dolores talking. She was saying that he should be impeached. I don't think he should be impeached. I think George Bush didn't be tried for treason, something much bigger than impeachment.
Ouch.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. Did y'all hear about this? I have to switch up on you because that's what I like to do. I like to switch up on you here. Did you hear about this? Ooh, this is amazing. This is amazing. Africa. Let's go to Africa. Hold my hand as we journey to Africa. There is a famine going on in Kenya. Christine Drummond said that she had an answer, a solution for the famine going on in Kenya. You want to hear what her solution was? You want to hear what her solution for the famine in Kenya is? Dog food. Dog food. This is a New Zealand dog food manufacturer, and that people that are starving because of a drought. Christine Drummond said that she was going to the nutritional supplement. It's full of nutrients. It tastes yummy. Kenyan children are not in such shortage of food to resort to eating dog food. I have been formulating it for special people like in Kenya, people who need it the most to keep going strong. She was originally quoted in the Daily Nation as saying that she wanted to send dog biscuits, but when she heard how many people needed food, she decided to crumble them up and make it dog powder. Now tell me, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, boys and girls, is that the definition? Do you think that if there were starving children in Bosnia, she would have offered dog food as a solution to these children? One writer by the name of C.L. R. James once said, "The race question is subsidiary to the class question in politics. And to think of imperialism in terms of race is disastrous. But to neglect the racial factor as merely incidental is an error only less grave than to make it fundamental." It is a racist thing. She believes the same colonialistic racist. I mean, the foundation of this is racism. The founder of a New Zealand company wants to come to the aid of starving children in Kenya by sending them 42 tons of dog food that the children of Kenya are fit to be fed with dog biscuits. What did the leaders of the nation say? Our children aren't puppies, madam. Our children aren't puppies. Ain't that some stuff? It is a racial insult. Huh? Ooh. And always the response to it is, oh, we didn't mean it that way. It was, it's that whole, it was a joke thing. Can't you take a joke? Four five four oh 400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll free long distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Dog food. Dog food. She says she eats it every day. She's a lie. She's a lie. And the truth ain't in her. 454-0400 is the phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me, huh? Huh, 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 huh. I got to share one more thing with George Bush about you. With you. I got to share one more thing about George W. Bush with you. These people... These people are, oh Lord. George Bush says he wants to diversify the nation's energy mix to end Americans' dependence on foreign oil. So how do we do that? We need to beef up our exploration into other energy sources, right? We got to beef that up, right? Because we hooked on, we got a Jones. For the oil, right? So we got to do something else, right? How do you explore other energy opportunities when you lay off 32 workers, including 8 researchers, at the Energy Department's National Renewable Energy Laboratory? The lab that helps develop the very renewable energy technologies that the President George W. Bush is promoting. And George Bush was fixing to go there to give a speech. What do? When you cut the very department and entity that you said is a solution for the problem that you've described, why you give the jobs back? $5 million was transferred to the Midwest Research Institute. The workers got back on the job on Monday. And, But because this is George Bush, because you have to understand that everything is done in the interest of PR, not progress, not a solution, but it's in the interest of PR. So they put $5 million back into this, again, I want to say this. This is a lab that helps develop renewable energy technologies. They put $5 million in, but they cut $28 million out of the budget. So, according to those that run the lab, well, the $5 million stopped the bodies from going out the door, but it doesn't help provide any money for renewable energy programs. Ooh, that's a solution, George W. Bush style. That's a solution. It's a solution that lasts as long as the camera lights are on. And as soon as the lights are off, we're off and running to another issue. Ain't that something? He was giving a speech at a renewable energy technology joint. On the way there, they said, well, George, there aren't going to be as many workers there as we planned because you cut the program. Solution? Put enough money to get those cut employees, those employees that lost their jobs back, but not any money to do anything. He a lie. And the truth ain't in him. Be a lie, and the truth ain't in him. Speaking of that, we're going to be talking about the St. Louis Public Schools in the next hour with Peter Downs. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us, folks.
It's time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
continue. Let people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember. I will never say that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow made.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger.
Who knows what they could bring in them barrels and stuff. They could bring anthrax in there.
She lives in Baltimore, Maryland, and she's worried about what could happen if an Arabone company takes control of the port in her city. The government signed off on a deal to do that. Five other major ports would also be affected. And now the president is telling lawmakers who are opposed to the plan to back off.
This port, with its busy truck traffic, marks its 300th anniversary this year. Officials have been waiting for 2 years for worker security passes to be developed by the Federal Department of Homeland Security. That's why they can't understand how the Bush administration needed only 24 days to approve a deal giving port management to a company from the United Arab Emirates.
ABC's Pam Coulter in Baltimore. An attorney for a California inmate on death row says the state can't figure out how to humanely kill a human being. And because of it, the execution of condemned killer Michael Morales is on hold indefinitely. It was supposed to take place last night, but correction officials say they couldn't find a doctor to put Morales out before he was to be given a lethal injection. That's now the law in California. The highest-ranking Shiite cleric in Iraq has issued a fatwa, or religious order. He wants no retaliation against Sunnis after insurgents bombed the nation's holiest Shiite shrine.
It's the burial place of two of the imams, direct descendants of the Prophet Muhammad. So this could hardly be a more provocative act, and is clearly designed to whip up further sectarian tensions in this country.
BBC's John Brain in Baghdad. So, who is it? Well, we find out later on this morning who bought the only winning ticket in Saturday's $365 million Powerball drawing. He, she, or they will accept that big check at Nebraska Lottery headquarters. Scaled back Mardi Gras celebration getting underway in New Orleans. It had to be smaller this year because much of the city is still in ruins months after Hurricane Katrina. This is ABC News.
If you're living in a space that's too small, or too large, or too old, or just too ugly, here's what you do. Take a 2x4 to the problem. Maybe some 2x6s. Heck, just take all your lumber and give it to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We'll design a home that fits your needs and your budget to a T. Call an AIA architect early, so your living space won't be too this or too that, but just right. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
The medals podium in Torino could get a little chilly tonight. American speed skaters Shani Davis and Chad Hedrick will both be on it. Davis got the gold in the 1,500 meters, Hedrick the bronze, and as you know, they're not just teammates, they're rivals.
Hedrick said he felt betrayed when Davis declined to skate in the team pursuit. Davis said Hedrick acted in a non-professional manner by refusing to shake his hand after Davis won the 1,000 meters. Hedrick noted he went to the opening ceremonies, Davis didn't. Davis challenged Hedrick to a charity boxing match. He's from Texas, Davis said, and they're tough, but I got some reach.
ABC's Aaron Kutursky in Torino. Sasha Cohen is gliding her way toward an Olympic gold medal, maybe. Keep your fingers crossed. The American figure skater is in first place after last night's short program. Well, remember how the head of Radio Shack recently left his job in shame because he lied on his resume? Well, it turns out there's an awful lot of that going on. The employment firm Challenger Grand Christmas says up to 30% of job seekers lie on their resumes. 30%, and most of it goes unnoticed. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for a
WGNU News Report. This update is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news, two teenagers are expected to face charges after scaling the University Club Tower. The Chaminade High School seniors were visible from I-170 yesterday afternoon as police used ropes and climbing gear to scale about 20 stories of the tower. The teens returned safely to the ground on their own and were then arrested. They're expected to face trespassing charges. In other news, parents of residents at the Bellefontaine Habilitation Center in St. Louis County have the support of an Illinois father of a mentally challenged woman. Jody Hogan joined local parents yesterday to meet with lawmakers in Jefferson City. Hogan says as many as 36 developmentally disabled clients died as a result of the closure of the Lincoln Developmental Center, where his daughter had been a resident. Governor Matt Blunt is targeting Bellefontaine for closure, saying it will save Missouri $13 million. In St. Louis, city residents are the first in Missouri to be able to use a touchscreen voting system. Election Board Chairman Ed Martin unveiled two new voting systems yesterday, a touchscreen and an optical scan machine. Funding for the machines comes from a $2 million federal grant as part of the Help America Vote Act. Martin also announced the creation of a 7-member citizens audit panel designed to observe the election process and identify areas needing improvement before, during, and after the April 4th elections. Finally, President Bush's plan to turn over 6 ports to a company owned by the United Arab Emirates is facing criticism from local Republicans. Missouri Senator Jim Talent says the plan strikes him as, quote, a very dangerous move, unquote, and is calling on Treasury Secretary John Snow to investigate the situation. Illinois Congressman John Shimkus is also asking for an expanded review of the plan that would see 6 ports sold to Dubai Ports World. And that's WGNU News for this hour, brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through February, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning of a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
Good morning, WGNU listeners. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Westbound 255 Jefferson Barracks Bridge. Maintenance operations have the left lane closed. Northbound 55 at Imperial Main and Bay. Let's look for no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from 141 all the way into Lindbergh. Look for no problems to report there as well. Eastbound 40 between the Boone Bridge and Chesterfield Parkway. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 70 from K to 79. Look for heavy volume going on there as well. Northbound 270 from Sappington to 44 is slow in pockets. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 from 25th onto the PSB. Expect normal traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing looks good. And northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge. No problems to report there. Triple Lakes and Stoley Road over on Centerville. There is a report of an injury accident, and that is closed at Stoley Road. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Switch to State Farm, and your great driving record could help you get great discounts. Talk to Agent Jeff Strickland in St. Charles today and get your reward here and now. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, partly cloudy, high in the mid-50s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And Friday, partly sunny with a high in the lower 50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 35 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 34. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. It's St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, 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 welcome to St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown, and I'm here with Peter Downs. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Oh, Peter. We were talking off air. This stuff, if it wasn't real, if it didn't impact so many children's lives, so many parents' lives, the community's lives, all of our lives, it would be something like in a comedy skit.
Exactly. John Sawyer on Comedy Central.
Absolutely. John Stewart. Absolutely. On Comedy Central, this stuff is madness. And the stuff I'm talking about is this very expensive, very slick, a whole lot of PR, energy, and money went into the creation of this pamphlet about the vision of the St. Louis Public Schools. What's it called? Vision.
Yes, Vision, or 2011 Vision.
2011, yeah. Let's not talk about today. Let's look towards something that hasn't happened yet. Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain here. But the man behind the curtain is Craig Williams, who gets paid $300,000 a year. And isn't that like $25,000 a month?
Yeah.
That's like $25,000 a month is how much money this guy gets. $25,000 a month.
Yep.
Okay? That's what the St. Louis Public Schools, the President of the United States doesn't earn $300,000 a year. That's something?
That is something. Yep.
$25,000 a month is what Craig Williams got. And what do we get out of this? This vision towards 211 plan that he and Darnetta Klingstell-Schamel put together, and also Jim Buford Slay. What do we get?
A lot of nicely printed brochures.
Mm-hmm. Slick. My father has a word for men like that. He calls them slicksters.
Four color graphs. Okay. A long list. Some might call it a laundry list of activities. Mm-hmm. They call them. For the most part, you couldn't disagree with them.
Mm-hmm. But let's talk about them, okay?
Okay.
Let's talk about them, because it's not a matter of whether you disagree with this. We're talking about real money. We're talking about programs that parents in good faith thought already were there. We're talking about programs that we have to ask the question of, what do you mean you weren't doing this already? And what does that say? That's an indictment of Darnetta Klingstell-Schamel. It's an indictment of Jim Buford Slay. It's an indictment of Slay's team, because if you're just now implementing this, what the heck have you been doing for the last 4 years? And what the heck have you been doing for the last year? Talk to us about some of this.
All right. Well, let's start at the start. Okay. All right. They have their first one, academic achievement. Very first one, expand preschool capacity by opening classrooms at 3 schools.
Okay, now let's talk about preschool. We had people all over the county that used to come to the city of St. Louis for the preschool programs that St. Louis City had.
Yes.
For preschool.
Yes,
we had the bomb, because we had all-day preschool, you know, because most county schools only offer half-day stuff.
Yes.
So we had all-day preschool. What did Darnetta Klingstell-Schamel do with the preschool program?
They cut it back from 1,400 seats to under 700 seats.
And again, Craig Williams is making $25,000 a month. They cut it back because they said we didn't have the money for it?
I don't think they paid any attention, but that's part of it. They cut it back two parts. When they close schools, you know, they've closed 21 schools since they came on the board 3 years ago. Several of those schools had preschool classrooms, and they didn't bother to start classrooms at the schools they were merging into. They just closed these. Mm-hmm. Right? Secondly, when Roberti was here, he wanted to abolish the preschool program completely. He called it a waste of money. Mm-hmm. On the first draft of the budget for the 2004-2005 school year, he had complete abolition of the preschool. The people in the district who headed up the preschool program went out and scrambled for grants, and could only find enough grant money to fund it at half of what had been funded before.
And let's be clear, Roberti is no longer here, but Darnetta Klingstell is here. She was the president of the school board then.
Yes.
And she's the president of the school board now. She signed off on it.
Yes.
And Jim Buford didn't say boo about it. And the other members of Slay's team all signed off on it. And for Christ's sake, preschool is the thing that everybody in the world that can count, which excludes George Bush, but everybody in the world that can count knows that preschool is essential to success in the educational in pursuit of your education.
Yes, there's probably no other thing that has such a universal agreement as improving education.
And so what is Craig Williams saying? We're going to do what?
We're going to open 3 new preschool classrooms.
Now, help me with this, Peter. Open 3 new preschool classrooms. How many kids is that?
60.
That's it?
That's it.
I mean, for $25,000 a month, which is what he gets paid every month, we could open up a couple more than 60 classrooms, couldn't we? For $25,000 a month.
For that much? Yeah, we could open up several.
Yeah, we could. So the best that they're doing, and in this slick little brochure thing that they've put out as their vision, is we're shooting for the, and when you talk about vision, you talk about shooting for the stars. You talk about, let's do something big. Let's do something bold. Let's do something that really gets at a problem. We went from 1,400 kids, and now that eliminating 1,400 slots, right?
Eliminated 700 slots.
700 slots, and the big, bold vision of Craig Williams and Darnetta Klingstell is 60 kids.
Yes. Yes.
For preschool.
Yes.
So that's their big, bold vision.
Yes.
At $25,000 a month, That, and remember, he's never been a superintendent any place in the world before. That's why you can't hire inexperienced people, because he has no vision and no understanding. How is that meaningful?
I want to add one thing about Jim Buford, though, because you're right, he didn't say anything, but he wasn't just somebody standing on the outside who didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the desegregation monitoring committee.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
All right. In fact, he might have been, I think he was vice chairman of, but he was on the desegregation monitoring committee that was supposed to say whether or not the district was adhering to the desegregation agreement.
Jeez.
And part of the desegregation agreement called for the district to increase the number of preschool slots. 1,400 wasn't enough. They were supposed to be increasing it. And so here they were violating the desegregation agreement.
Jim Buford was there.
And he's supposed to be someone who's supposed to blow the whistle on those violations. And he didn't do it.
Well, you can't blow the whistle if you're kissing the person that you're supposed to be blowing the whistle on. Okay, I can't do that. I mean, it's just physics. You can't do it. Let me get to a caller here or two. Mildred.
Hi, Liz.
Yes.
This one is for you. Now, it's a little bit off the subject, in a way.
Okay, well,
it's not that I'm going to justify Craig Williams' salary, because I would never do that. But I do want to say this, Liz. You said even the president doesn't make that much.
Doesn't make $300,000?
Wait just a moment. His salary was hiked in the year Bush came into office. The presidential salary is $400,000 a year.
And that's only recent. Before that, it was less than $300,000.
It was $200,000.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And again, my point is that the president of the United States prior to George Bush didn't make $300,000 a year.
All right.
And that's a big deal. That is a big, big deal. So talk to us also about this vision.
All right. Going down to item number two, implement Reading First program in 15 low-performing schools.
Huh?
Reading First is a grant from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago, Darnetta was president of the board,
mm-hmm.
and Roberti was superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
Acting superintendent. Mm-hmm. Professional staff at the district had put together an application for that grant for 15 low-performing schools.
Mm-hmm.
And Roberti pulled the grant.
I remember that. We talked about that.
And told the board to rescind their approval of the application. And they did.
And Darnetta Kling still did. And Darnetta Kling still did. And so when this plan says implement this, this means that, what does this mean? I mean, what does this mean? Did we get the grant back? Did we not have it last year? What?
Right. That's not all clear. Many of us thought that then last year, the grant program may come up every year with a new cycle of grant applications. And so I think many of us thought that then last year, they went ahead and applied for the grant.
Roberti has been gone for how many years?
Roberti has been gone for almost 2 years.
Okay, so the year after Roberti left, Darnetta Kleinstell could have said, let's do this grant. Clearly they haven't. The year after that, Darnetta Kleinstell, Shamel.
This year,
Darnetta Kleinstell, Shamel, could have said, go get the grant, and she didn't. So now they are trying to repackage something which is a travesty, because this didn't cost the district any money. This
Correct.
Is grant. This is free money.
This is free money.
This is free money that the district could have gotten for the last 2 years.
Yes.
Under Darnetta Kleinstell, and they didn't.
Yes.
So they shouldn't be getting kudos for stuff that that they messed up to begin with. What else do we have?
This one has gotten some attention. They say it's called an Open Knowledge is Power Program Middle School, or KIPP Middle School.
What does that mean?
So it's a charter school. A national charter company. The school board, actually 5 years ago, the school board granted a charter to KIPP to mm-hmm. open a middle school.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, and they haven't done it.
What do you mean? Who is KIPP?
KIPP is an organization that does charter schools across the country.
Mm-hmm.
They are found that they're geared towards urban problem kids, a very structured environment, uniform, long days at some even our residential facilities, and it's something that they've actually had a charter from the school board itself from St. Louis Public.
Why are they doing it? Why are they implementing this program? What's the rationale?
Well, it's not clear that they'll be able to implement it. I mean, the company already has the charter to do it here in St. Louis and hasn't done it.
So then when they use the word implement, that's a lie, because this company already had a charter to do it.
They already have a charter. They haven't done it. They're, you know, who knows what this is. The implement is not something that's under the control of the school board or anybody at the school district.
So it's up to KIPP to decide if they want to execute on it, because they already have their charter.
Yes.
So then why is this in the vision part of this? Ink. It's just providing ink to make it look like this. It's not only ink, but it's worse than just being ink on a paper. This feels like, Peter, a calculated lie to give the impression that the district is about doing something when the district isn't doing anything. You know, if they're saying as part of their plan is that they're going to implement a relationship with KIPP, and there's already a relationship with KIPP, and it's up to KIPP to make the decision of whatever they want to do, that's dishonest, isn't it? It's at the very least, it's not fully disclosed what's really going on.
One thing, it's dishonest on the part of board members who have been here for 3 years, mm-hmm. and certainly have enough time to find out what has been approved in the year or two before they came here.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Williams came here 10 months ago, and you know, he brought in a whole bunch of staff from Chicago and Philadelphia who have never been
well,
here.
Paid them
They're
well.
Getting paid very well,
oh,
and
well.
They have no idea what was here before they got here.
And here's the other piece. That's why you have a president of a school board that if you have one that's engaged and concerned about what's going on in the district, then they would be able to say, first of all, don't hire all these your friends that are these, I mean, these your friends that are all these expensive consultants that don't know what's happening. They also should say what's going on, and that they should be able
right.
to inform them about what's going on in the district. And that is not what is happening.
That's not what's happening.
What else do we have in this vision?
They say they're going to follow the law. Restructure low-performing schools is required to meet AYP criteria. That's state and federal law. So it says, okay, we're going to follow the law.
Sometimes I believe, Peter, that people just confess unintentionally. Maybe part of this whole vision thing is a confession by the school board about what they haven't been doing. And maybe that's a confession that we haven't been doing that, and now We haven't been following the law, and now we're going to start following the law.
Well, that could be. Some of these things are very vague sounding, and they sound nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read one here. Implement a model middle school program that addresses the social, emotional, and intellectual needs of the adolescent child.
My question is, you haven't been doing that? Because implement means that we're going to start doing something that we don't have in place already. So y'all aren't doing that? I mean, isn't that a reasonable question?
That's a reasonable question. And what does that involve? What are you going to do different?
It doesn't say that.
Doesn't say that.
Let me back up just a little bit, Peter, because I think there's a couple more questions that need to be asked before we go through this. How much input did the community have into this vision for the St. Louis Public Schools? Were there public hearings? Did they go out and ask people questions? What was the process involved
okay.
in this?
This is supposedly the product of those community, I won't call them hearings, but community meetings they had back last spring. I think you went to one.
Mm-hmm.
I went to one down at Carnahan. People.
I went to one where Craig Williams came in and said that, laughed, saying that the teacher said that there's not enough room here. He said, I saw we don't have enough classrooms. He said, I saw some closet space here. This was the meeting where they said that they weren't going to do certain things that they ended up doing anyway, right? Is that the community meeting?
Yeah, where essentially they talked about, you know,
and they were like,
the phrase he likes to use is cluster concept.
Uh-huh.
They talked about having schools that feed into other schools, which
mm-hmm.
we have.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the meeting was about. You know, say, oh, well, we'll have K-6 or K-8 schools feeding into junior high schools or middle schools feeding into high schools.
Okay. So that was the input?
So we had that meeting. Then he had another series of meetings in November
uh-huh.
that was billed as reporting back on what the community's comments were. And it wasn't. It was just a rehash of his little PowerPoint presentation about community clusters. And that was it. It didn't discuss any of these other things brought up.
Okay, then let me do it this way, Peter. Okay, none of us were consulted on this.
Right.
How about the teachers? Were they consulted on this?
The teachers issued a statement saying, thank you for consulting us.
Was it a sarcastic statement?
No, it was a very tepid statement of support. Basically, they said, we are cautiously optimistic. Thank you for talking to us, but we want to see what's really in the plan you've proposed. And after we and parents have had a chance to see what you're really proposing, then you should be willing to listen to us and make changes if necessary.
So what does that mean, Peter? Did the teachers have any input into this or not?
I think it means the teachers aren't sure if they had any input. He sat down and talked to them, but they don't know what happened with those conversations. They don't know whether those conversations made their way into this or not.
Well, can't they read it and see if any of their comments made it into there? I mean, did they see any of the stuff, any of their stuff in there? I mean, that shouldn't be so hard to figure out.
Well, when you have things like middle school that addresses the social, emotional, and intellectual needs of the adolescent child, I think the teachers were a little more specific about what was needed.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm talking to Peter Downs of St. Louis Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is our phone number here.
This is Kaylin Dixon. Call you from the Clee School, second grade room, 209. I'm calling you to thank you for coming to our school and spending time with our class. School is almost out. This summer, I'm going to spend the summer with my family. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the pretty African necklace you gave me. I just love it. Yesterday, I received an achievement trophy at our Awards Day program. Have a wonderful summer. This is Kaylin Dixon for Room 209. Where Dixon reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
Dogs say goodnight.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation. Westbound 255 at Jefferson Barracks Bridge. There's bridge maintenance operations going on, and the left lane is closed. Northbound 55 from Imperial Main into Bayless. Look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 44 from 141. To Lindbergh, look for no problems to report. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Lindbergh is slow. Eastbound 70 from K to 79, look for heavy traffic. Northbound 270 from Sappington into 44, look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 at Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way into West Florissant looks good. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Hanley, expect delays. Southbound 55 at River DePere, construction work has two left lanes closed. Westbound 270 at Washington, Elizabeth, and New Florissant, look for slow traffic. Southbound 170 from Page to Olive, look for no problems to report. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 to the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect slow traffic. Westbound 64 at Bow Avenue and the 5570 split is slow. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from Illinois Bank onto Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow approaches there. Triple Lakes at Stoley Road, there is a report of Stoley Road being closed there due to an accident that's in Centerville, Illinois. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation. In order to rescue a disaster victim, you must first find them, be a part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or go to searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast. Taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, partly cloudy, high in the mid-50s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Moving on to Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And then on Friday, partly sunny, a high in the lower 50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clear skies and 33 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 34 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next at St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGMD. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, the cure for the common cause.
Hello, this is Regina Ruiz. I would like to invite you to tune in to my broadcast on Sunday afternoons here on WGNU. The program is called Talk to Me. I will be delivering a message to build your faith and improve your life, and will be taking your calls live. Listen every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 and talk to me, Regina Ruiz, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the wake-up call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Around the world, around the world and behind the story, it's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
This is, good morning, Miss Liz. This is Amir Mahoney calling you from LaCree's school, second grade, from 209. Miss Liz, I had a good time with you. Miss Liz, our class is watching Roots. Kunta Kinte knows his roots. His mother name is Dita, and his father name is Amaru. Kinta has dignity. Have a good summer. This is Amir Muhammad from room 209, where dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. Peter, let's do a couple of things here because I think we need to fill in the blanks in some areas. Talk to us about the teachers. What are the plans for the teachers in this vision of St. Louis Public Schools put together by Craig Williams, who gets $25,000 a month and has never been a superintendent anyplace else? Tell us about that. What are the teachers getting out of this?
The teachers are getting a study.
Huh?
They're getting a complete set. They're the plan by 2011 is to complete a salary analysis to ensure competitive salaries.
Wow. Wow. That. Congratulations. The winner is you got to study. You got to study. And it's not even going to be done until 2011. Well, read us a part about the salary. There is some. Now, to be fair to Craig, $300,000, $25,000 a month, Williams, there is something in there about money.
Yes, besides the salary analysis.
Okay.
Right. It says market incentive programs such as student loans.
No, what's the whole phrase before that? What they're going to be doing?
Oh, establish incentive-based recruitment and retention programs.
No, this is what I'm talking about. This part right here. The first part in the first column.
Oh, okay. All right. That's the goal.
Yeah, what's
right.
the goal?
Okay,
Tell us what the goal is.
100% of district principals, teachers, and paraprofessionals will be highly qualified and trained and will receive competitive salaries.
Okay, so the goal is that everybody will receive competitive salaries and they'll do it by a study, right?
Yes.
That's the solution to it.
Yes.
Huh. So talk to us about, we have this plan. We're going to move kids around. We're going to put reading programs in place. We're going to the pamphlet is about, 10 pages or so? 10 or 12 pages?
Yeah, 15 pages.
15 pages of this slickly produced. I submit to you that putting this pamphlet together costs more money than was spent on preschool education in the city of St. Louis Public Schools this year. Can't prove it yet, but I submit to you that. How are they going to pay for all of this stuff that they say that the teachers are going to have competitive salaries? How are we going to pay for that?
All right, well, what they say is that for next year alone, it'll cost $127 million to do the things that they want to do next year.
Mm-hmm.
And of that $127 million, they only have $57 million. They said they need another $70 million from somewhere to do it.
How much is the Aramark contract?
The Aramark contract is about 15, 16 million a year.
And how much is the Sodexo contract?
The Sodexo contract.
With their $1 million guaranteed bonuses.
That's running at about 23 million a year.
There you go. It's close to it. Close to it. But the point is, Peter, is that you're talking on this smack and there's no money to do any of this stuff.
Right.
So I suspect that what we're having here is a bond issue. This is a tee up for a bond issue, don't you think?
Oh, I think it could be, and quite frankly, this is probably if that is what you want,
mm-hmm.
and if they think that they can get it from the community,
mm-hmm.
this is a better way to go about it than to just say give us the money. I think realistically, even with a better board who's saying, putting forth a specific vision of what they want the schools to do and mm-hmm. saying this is what it'll cost and kind of different levels of what it'll cost would be the way to go about it. The problem is a lot of the stuff are things that, as we said, they should have been doing already or they've cut in the last 3 years.
And the other piece of this is also, Peter, is doesn't matter how much money that you have, because if we have enough money to pay somebody who's never been a superintendent before $300,000 a year, $25,000 a month, if we have the money to do that, then clearly we have people that are making the money decisions who are incompetent. So if you get all the money in the world, if people are going to spend it in ways like giving somebody who's never been a superintendent before $300,000 a year, $25,000 a month, then if they can't be trusted. And the business world has already made that decision that we're not giving any money to the St. Louis Public Schools because Darnetta Klingstell, Shamel, Jim Buford, Slay are not to be trusted with the money because they wasted in things like a $25,000 a month salary for somebody who's never been a superintendent before anywhere.
No, and I think that's the piece that's missing from this superintendent and board that mm-hmm. people are looking for
mm-hmm.
is they want to see that the money the district is already getting. They want to see that it's wisely spent mm-hmm. before they give it any more.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it doesn't look like it's wisely spent.
Start at the top. And let's back up just a little bit more, Peter. The vision package that I'm sure cost $1 million to do. I'm certain that they put all kinds of monies into paying consultants on top of a consultant for the consultant to put this together, is confusing, and it is meaningless, and it is it really doesn't make any sense. I guess that it occurs that way because if you look at the beginning of this, how they brought it to us, the presentation of it from the very get-go was confusing, didn't make a lot of sense, and is not clear of what they were doing. Tell us about how the grand opening of the vision of the city of St. Louis.
Yeah, well, it's easy to see why the Post-Dispatch reporter first focused on uniforms. This thing was only a week ago. It was announced, right? Just 1 week ago. Mm-hmm. And in that time, they had announcement, they had publicity, then they had retraction saying, oh, that's not what we mean. Then they said it again. Then they say, oh, no, that's not what we mean. And then they said it again and say, oh, no, well, no, we really didn't mean that.
Give us some examples of that. Come out, retreat, come out, retreat, come out, retreat. Talk to us about it.
Yes, it was approved. Actually, the board members had this piece you have,
okay.
Liz, this fold out.
Okay.
It's one page.
Trifold.
One page, front and back, trifold.
Okay.
That's what the board members were handed Tuesday night.
Okay.
And they voted, they voted to approve. To approve that trifold. That doesn't have the detail, this 15-page thing. But this is what the board voted on.
Wait a minute, who voted yes for this?
All of them.
Well, why would they have voted yes on this trifle? Were they participants in the creation of this trifle? Had they seen any of the details of this trifle?
No, well, they had been briefed on it in private meetings.
They violated sunshine rules. They violated all kinds of things to get them all to vote yes on this.
Yes.
We got to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about that because that's whack too, and that's why you get a whack product because people vote. How would you vote yes on this when this is just a trifold? How would you vote yes on this? Oh, let's take a break. I'll be back. Hold on, folks. We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Casey Marshall calling you from Laclede School, room 209. Miss Liz, I love the African necklace I wore to Red Lobster. I wish I could go with you to Ghana. Miss Liz, you are the best and one of a kind. Miss Liz, this is Casey Marshall from room 209, where dignity reigns supreme.
Hey, baby.
Have a great summer. Love you.
Love you.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, the wake-up call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by
Alliance Financial Group. How do the rich get rich? Let Alliance Financial Group show you how. Call 381-8967.
This is your wake-up call Global News Update. Dateline Tehran. There's a mystery in the air today about a Western aircraft that crashed near the border between Iran and Iraq last Friday. A Falcon jet aircraft left Azerbaijan and was bound for the Kurdistan province in Iraq when it went down. 8 people were on board, and it is believed that 3 to 5 of the people may have been of Israeli origin. It is known that businessmen and military advisors from Israel have been going to Kurdistan for security and development projects. The United States has imposed an informational blackout on the matter and has told the Kurdish government to remain silent as well. Originally, the reports on the crash had said the passengers were of German origin. And Dateline Houston. The trial of 2 former heads of Enron is ongoing. Yesterday, the corporate secretary of the board, Paula Riker, testified how former CEO Jeff Skilling changed 2 quarterly earnings reports in 2000 to make them more comfortable for analysts and investors. She also said the founder of the company, Kenneth Lay, withheld negative financial reports from the board and simply referred to losses as retooling of the company. Riker also gave testimony as to how the board became upset when, after Lay quit in January of 2002, it was discovered he had borrowed over $70 million out of the company and then paid it back with stock that was dropping like a rock. One board member made the comment that Ken Lay was using Enron, quote, like a damn ATM machine, unquote.
The fraud and conspiracy trial of Lay and Skilling is now in its fourth week. Raker offered her testimony as part of a plea agreement she worked out with prosecutors. She had been charged with insider trading because she sold company stock after having advanced knowledge that one portion of Enron had lost more money than anticipated. She's among 16 ex-executives who are cooperating. Defense attorneys are arguing that there was no fraud outside of a few executives that stole money and that it was a negative publicity about Enron that caused a lack of confidence in its stock that forced it into bankruptcy. This is your wake-up call global news update brought to you this hour by the Alliance Financial Group.
Would you like to earn $500 to $2,500 a month? Have you been turned down for a real estate loan because of bad or poor credit? Would you like to invest in real estate but you don't know how to get started? All you need is the right strategy. Let Alliance Financial Group show you how with a free financial presentation this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Airport Hilton Hotel. Seating is limited, so call 381-8967. 381-8967.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. This is the station that discusses the issues that matter most to you. And if you have a problem with personal work or family relationships, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. Then go do the right thing.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the wake-up call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Carl Wentz calling you from the Clee School, second grade, room 209. Thank you, Miss Liz, for coming to our classroom. And thank you for the cute African necklace. Miss Liz, school is almost out. I'm going to spend the summer with my family. I hope you have another great time in Africa. Miss Liz, thank you for being you. And you're my hero. Thank you for teaching us about Africa. Everyone misses you. In room 209, Miss Lee, yesterday I received two trophies, one for perfect attendance for all the year and one for high achievement. Have a fantastic summer. This is Carl Winston. And room 209, where dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you, Carl.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back. I'm here with Peter Downs. I'm Liz Brown. Peter, let's continue with the saga of the introduction of this reform initiative for the St. Louis Public Schools. Craig Williams was asked on television about a number of the problems, because in this little trifold, it says ninth grade year-round ninth grade, extended year for seventh and eighth grade, and ninth grade. So talk to us about, what did he say?
Yeah, it was, yeah, at least I saw articles in the Post-Dispatch, mm-hmm. so in print, not on television. And that's part of the confusion. Like you say, on the trifold is this extended year and year-round for ninth grade. In the 15, 16-page executive summary mm-hmm. I have, it says year-round for 7th, 8th grades.
Mm. So,
and 9th grade recovery unit in the summer.
And what was Craig Williams' defense of these year-round programs that they've since backed away from?
That's right. They had the Post-Dispatch a week ago on Wednesday. They reported, you know, this was one of two things they highlighted. They said, oh, year-round, 7th, 8th, 9th grade. And
the kids at Metro and the parents at Metro went ballistic.
They went ballistic,
mm-hmm.
emailing Craig Williams, calling, and the emails started coming out from the director of high schools, I think it's Clive Coleman,
mm-hmm.
Saying, oh, no, that's not what it means. It's just,
well, I'm looking at it in writing right here. It says year-round ninth grade academy.
That's right. What else does it mean? But he can say, oh, no, that's not. We aren't going to do that. That's not what it means. And then so Friday, Craig Williams had an interview with Post-Dispatch, and that article ran on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And in Monday, the Post-Dispatch reporter quotes Craig Williams as commenting on this uproar from Metro and laughing and saying, Metro's where I got the idea from.
Because?
He says they have it year-round in ninth grade. And they don't.
No, they don't.
They do not.
So wait a minute. This guy's getting paid $24,000 a month, and he doesn't even know that the premier high school in the city, academic high school in the city of St. Louis, won all kinds of awards. Metro is a wonderful, wonderful school. He doesn't know that Metro doesn't have a year-round ninth grade. He doesn't know that, and he's been here for over a year?
Yeah, apparently.
And he gets paid $25,000, and then he laughs at the Metro parents, and he laughs at the Metro students, and blames it on them. They brought an idea to him. So that's just like a lie wrapped in ignorance. About this guy that's making $25,000 a month. That's crazy. That's crazy. Tell me why the school board unanimously said yes to this. They didn't know anything about this trifold. Why did they say
no,
yes?
No, they didn't. They had, as I mentioned, they had these private briefings in the days before the meeting.
Violation of Sunshine Act. Talk to us about that. Is that problematic?
I think that's holding people off. You know, that's part of the whole problem here. You know, the Sunshine Law requires when you have a majority of the board together that it be a public meeting.
Right.
And it has to be advertised to the public at least 24 hours ahead of time, so you know people who are following the board can know. The press can go. They can see what's being discussed. To avoid that, they said, we'll meet in small groups. They had groups of three or two.
And who's the they? Who had the meeting?
So on Monday, for example, you had different meetings. On Monday, last week, you had Veronica O'Brien, Bill Purdy, and James Buford met with Craig Williams and 10 or 11 of his staff people. And what I'm told is they were told the different school assignments. You know, so Turner School will become a ninth grade school. Lafayette will become a ninth grade school. And just where students would go. So they went in to the board meeting for the discussion, for the superintendent's presentation of this plan. And what they had in mind was just these school assignments. Superintendent handed them this trifold, which talks about more than that, but it was just handed to them at the board meeting. Archibald moves to adopt it.
But they said yes.
And Purdy and O'Brien said, yes, but let's when the community understands it, let's come back and revisit it.
That sounds like Bill Haas. That sounds like a Bill Haas thing.
I think they did.
You know, with real regret, I'm going to say yes to this. Well, if you have, they
didn't understand what was in the plan, but they didn't want to be seen as opposing this great reform initiative.
It sounds like the Democrats. We don't want to be seen as obstructionists while every civil liberty that we have is being taken away. You're there to fight. You are there to say no to this stuff. All you had to do is say, I've never seen this before. I can't vote for something that I've never seen before. What do we have coming up, Peter? What do we have coming up?
Bunch of ward meetings.
Okay.
Across the city.
Bunch of ward meetings.
If you're active in wards, pay attention to them.
Okay.
They might have school board forums.
Okay.
Next week, March 2nd is a school board forum down at Warner School in the South Side, sponsored.
And also March 4th, there's one at the North Side Neighborhood Action Association at North Park United Methodist Church. That's 1525 Orchard.
That one's on a Saturday at 10 a.m.
From 10 to 12.
Yes.
10 to 12. All right, Peter, I will see you next week.
See you next week.
All right, take care. Listen, folks, Liz Brown. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not ask us for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below nation.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Allmanger. It's business as usual at the Port of Baltimore, but for how much longer? That's what a lot of people, from residents to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, are wondering. They're worried about a plan to give control of that port and five others across the country to a company owned by the United Arab Emirates. Maryland Governor Robert Ehrlich says the timing is way off on this deal.
One is public safety, paramount during a time of war, a terror war. A non-traditional war.
He and New York's governor are threatening to take legal action if that's what's needed to block the deal, but White House counselor Dan Bartlett says there's no reason to worry about
it. The UAE is a strong partner in the war on terror. They're helping us cut off terrorist financing. They're working closely with our military. They're sharing intelligence.
And President Bush is giving Congress members who are talking about stopping the deal a warning. He will veto any measure to block it. A fatwa, or religious order, from the top Shiite cleric in Iraq. He's calling for no retaliation after insurgents attacked the nation's holiest Shiite shrine in Samarra. Rescuers are searching for bodies in the wreckage. The execution of California killer Michael Morales is on hold indefinitely.
After lengthy discussions, the decision has been made that the state cannot proceed with an execution under the conditions that have been set by the district court.
He's a spokesman at San Quentin Prison. The state couldn't find a doctor to knock Morales out before he was to receive a lethal injection. In New Orleans, Mardi Gras is getting underway, and so is campaign season. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The mayor's race is expected to have a lot of contenders this year. Already ads for potential candidates are all over local TV and radio. Everyone's saying they can do a better job rebuilding this city than Mayor Ray Nagin has done. One of the big names now getting involved comes from a political dynasty of sorts here. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Mitch Landrieu, the son of former Mayor Maurice Landrieu and brother of Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu.
This is ABC News.
What's better than big savings? Big savings at Kohl's Big Wednesday. This Wednesday only, save big with our Big Wednesday specials throughout the store. For one day only, save 40 to 50% on all Mrs. Sonoma sportswear and all men's Sonoma, Croft and Barrow, Arrow, and Dockers knit and woven tops. Get big savings of 50% on all frames and 50 to 60% on all luggage. Plus, save big on all shoes for the family. This Wednesday only, from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-400-9144. That's 1-800-400-9144. 1-800-400-9144.
ABC News has obtained exclusive video that shows, for the first time publicly, 17-year-old Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway the night that she disappeared. The Dutch teen, once suspected, meanwhile, in her disappearance, is also speaking publicly. to ABC News, and we will bring you that later on. This could be a good Olympics for the U.S. figure skating team. After the short program, Sasha Cohen is in first place, and the competition is close enough that Emily Hughes and Kimi Meissner could each earn medals, too. They're not that far off the pack. The podium tonight could be a little chilly in Torino. It's when the men's 1,500-meter speed skating race will be awarded. And getting the silver medal is Shani Davis. Getting the bronze, Chad Hedrick. And as you know by now, the two are not just teammates. They have become rivals. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's time for a report of WGNU News. This update is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. Two North County men are being charged in connection with the rape of a 13-year-old St. Charles girl. Police say Wilford Simmerd and Paul Thomas Vestal allegedly had sexual contact with the girl at Simmerd's St. John home in the 9200 block of Central Sunday. St. John Police Chief Terry Malam says the girl's father helped solve the case.
He had apparently traced a couple of phone calls that she had made on her cell phone, which she left behind when she left her house, and it found it came from this area. Had some flyers. The manager of the Sitco station recognized the girl and two accomplices with her.
Police are investigating the possibility that the girl met the men online. Simmerd is charged with statutory rape and child molestation, while Vestal is charged with statutory rape and statutory sodomy. In other news, the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act is going before the U.S. Supreme Court. This is prompting local reaction from both sides of the controversial issue. Patty Skane, the executive director for Missouri Right to Life, says she's cautiously optimistic.
We're certainly glad that they agreed to, relook at the case, but we, I wouldn't say celebrating, you know, because we really don't have a clear indication of how the new judges will rule.
Local pro-choice advocates say they're deeply concerned about the outcome. The High Court has agreed to hear the Bush administration's appeal to a lower court ruling that said the act was unconstitutional. President Bush signed the law in 2003, but it's never been enforced because of legal challenges. And a conflict in Nigeria is affecting gas prices here in St. Louis. The Shell company has halted its production of oil as a result of the kidnapping of fuel workers, causing a spike in gas prices. Benjamin Akandi, the dean of Webster University's School of Business and Technology, says we can expect these types of situations to continue.
With America's increased dependency on oil, I think we need to hear what the president is saying, and which is that we need to find a way to reduce our addiction to oil. And that reduction is going to be beneficial to us because that will keep us from being at the peril of such activities in places far away.
Akandi urges the use of ethanol fuels along with the proper utilization of mass transit, such as carpooling. Condi says the United States receives 20% of its oil from Nigeria, where oil production has been crippled by 20% as a result of recent violence. And that's WGNU News, brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through February, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation. Southbound 270 at Page and Olive. Look for an accident. Left lane is blocked and traffic is backed up through Dorset. Northbound 55 from Imperial Main to Bayless, no problems reported. Eastbound 40 from Spady to Lindbergh, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Gravois and 44 is heavy in pockets. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge to West Florissant, no problems reported. Eastbound 40 from Brentwood to Hanley, expect delays. Southbound 55 at River DePere, look for construction work having 2 left lanes closed. Westbound 270 from Washington Elizabeth to New Florissant, look for slow traffic there. Southbound 170 from Page all the way into Olive, no problems to report. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason Road, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, expect delays. eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge all the way into 270 looks good, but it is slow in the right lane as you approach those off-ramps. Disable vehicle eastbound 70 in the express lane, so use caution. Westbound 5570 between Illinois 203 and PSB. Look for a very heavy volume there. Westbound 64, 25th, and the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Illinois Bank and Laclede's Landing. Look for everything to be on the move. Northbound Route 3 at Queenie and the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect slow traffic this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation. In order to rescue a disaster victim, you must first find them. Be a part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly cloudy, high in the mid-50s today. Partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. For this evening, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s tomorrow, partly cloudy with a low around 30 on Thursday evening, then on Friday, partly sunny with a high in the lower 50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 33 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 35, both under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, come on, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, come on, sister. Please do not beg, hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
Sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Also, you can catch me on the World Wide Web at LizBrown.com. That's LizzyBrown.com. You can also check out the archives of the Wake Up Call at WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you missed an hour, that's no problem. Just get on over to WhiteRoseSociety.org and check out that hour that you missed. Also on the website, you can always get additional information about any and all of the guests and issues that we cover here on the Wake Up Call. One of the things that that I love to do on my show here, I love to do this. Bring the information about things that concern your health, things that you wouldn't necessarily know, things that you wouldn't be necessarily be able to find out about, things that and these are things that you should know. On February 16th, a group of scientific advisors to the EPA voted unanimously to approve a recommendation that the chemical used in the manufacture of Teflon and other non-stick stain resistance products should be considered a likely carcinogen. That's a big deal. How many Teflon appliances do you have? How much Teflon do you have in your life? We need to talk about this. And to do that, we have the program director of Ohio Citizen Action Network joining us from Columbus, Ohio, Simona Vachlavikova. Simona, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm outstanding. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is a big deal, and it is a major victory for consumers as well.
Start at the beginning for us, could you, Simona? Start at the beginning of what is it in Teflon, and how did we come to find out that, and how did these people come to conclude that it is like a likely carcinogen?
Well, Teflon is actually just one piece of a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Teflon is a brand name. It's not a single chemical. When we're talking about a group of chemicals that are of a concern that might affect our health, we are talking about a group of chemicals that have this Teflon chemistry. They are called perfluorochemicals, and they are used in thousands of different consumer products applied to cookware. That's where the famous Teflon pens name come from. But they're also applied to pizza boxes, sandwich wrappers, popcorn bags. They're in just thousands of consumer products. They are stain repellent, which means they, you know, keep our stains and oil from making our hands dirty. And so they're very practical, but they're not as magical as we thought they were.
What are the health considerations and concerns?
These chemicals are toxic in humans. They can cause cancer as well as reproductive health defects. They affect our immune system as well. The shocking thing, I believe, about this whole situation is that DuPont, who is a chemical giant and the only manufacturer of these chemicals in the United States.
They're the only manufacturer?
I'm sorry?
They're the only manufacturer?
Yes. They are the only manufacturers of this most toxic chemical in the Teflon industry that is called C8. And they are the only manufacturer of this chemical in the United States. And they have known for decades that this chemical is persistent in the environment, that it's toxic in humans, and that it builds up in human blood.
And there has been some blood testing done, right?
Correct.
And the results of that have been just mind-boggling.
Yes. They found out these are mostly industry studies.
Mm-hmm.
Again, studies that have been kept away from the public, but the results are shocking. They have found out that this chemical has made it into the blood of about 95% of Americans. So the chances are you and I have it in our blood as well.
95% of all Americans.
Correct.
And what has DuPont's response been to this?
They act as if they were very surprised at these findings. And they continue to stick to the company line that they believe, even though this chemical builds up in our blood, that it will not affect our health.
And I think, Simone, some of the startling part about this story is, and you mentioned it a few minutes ago, but there are thousands of products like water filters that have Teflon in them.
Correct.
You know, I mean, that's mind-boggling because you're putting a water filter in order to get out the bad stuff so that you can drink pure water.
Right. And I think the most important thing for us now is to determine which of these products release the most of this chemical. And we need to phase these products as soon as possible. They need to be the part of the first, you know, phase of this voluntary phase out that these chemicals are under right now.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because they voted, the scientific advisors voted to approve a recommendation that this is likely that the chemicals in Teflon are likely carcinogenic. How does that translate into us? How does that get to us, the consumers out here, with insofar as a process of getting products out of the marketplace?
That is something we're engaging every person in Ohio. We're a statewide organization. We are reaching out to our consumers here in Ohio to put pressure on their on companies that use these products. And again, like you said, this is in thousands of products, including rain and stain repellent clothing, fire retardant fabrics, microwave popcorn bags, pizza delivery boxes, fast food, pharmaceutical packaging, carpets. It's in thousands of products. We are putting direct pressure on many of these companies to understand that there is a concern that these chemicals have now deemed unsafe by US EPA and that they need to take steps and immediately get rid of these chemicals and not wait until 2015, which the current agreement says that you know, the companies basically have 10 years to phase this chemical out. We are giving Ohioans a voice so that they can directly put pressure on companies to get rid of these chemicals right away.
How big of a deal is it for the EPA under the current administration and the current political times to admit to this?
It's a big deal. We were surprised that the US EPA came out with this announcement, and it only proves us right. It shows that the studies, all that we know, and we don't know everything about these chemicals yet, because DuPont has done a good job covering things up for decades and decades, but it proves to us that there, what we know already, even though it's just the tip of the iceberg, is already scary enough that this administration will go as far as, you know, putting these chemicals on a public phase-out. They're in the history of the US EPA, there's been only few very rare examples that the chemicals would be put on a phase-out. And we're talking about, you know, chemicals that have been banned, DDTs and PCBs. Those have been put on a ban more than a decade ago. And finally, we are able to see these chemicals being phased-out from our environment and our bodies. And
well, what do they know that you don't know? I mean, when these scientific advisors voted in this way, do they have documents? Do they have information? Do they have studies or reports that you don't have?
Definitely. And a lot of these studies have been made by DuPont and 3M Company, which...
Well, that's very scary, because if they're... If they're the ones that are putting out the scary reports, imagine what would happen when someone with no interest in it studies it.
Correct. And there's been, it's part of a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit in Southeast Ohio and West Virginia, where one of the DuPont plants have polluted the drinking water of southeastern Ohioans and people in West Virginia. It's a part of the class action lawsuit. There is a huge health study. Up to 70,000 people signed up to get their blood tested for C8, and then they will try to also figure out what health effects this chemical has on people who lived by this DuPont plant.
What's the time frame on that study?
I believe they are just rounding up the testing, and that will be 70,000 data. I think mm-hmm. we're looking into another 2 years or so. And again, the U.S. EPA, the government agency, already knows, even without this data coming in, that what we know is already enough to phase these chemicals out. I think that just shows that there is a lot more to this chemical, and the scientists already know it.
Well, we know that DuPont has not responded in any kind of way that says that they are good for this. Have they responded in a PR type of a way to maybe get the information or get the story not to stick, so to speak,
yes,
to them?
Yes, they actually ran a one-page advertisement with Teflon pans in 6 or 7 major newspapers around the country, New York Times, LA Times. They had a huge picture of a Teflon pan and a writing inside of it, Teflon pan is safe, or something like that.
Teflon is safe.
They're trying to respond to
it. Teflon is safe and there's no reason to stop using it, I believe is what the ad said.
Right. And you have to understand, Teflon, the liability question would be huge. 95% of Americans who have this chemical in their blood could sue DuPont.
And let me ask you this. Do you know the answer to whether or not it is legal for DuPont to run an ad saying that Teflon is safe when the EPA is saying that, no, it's not? Can they do that?
The question here is Teflon. The DuPont company is saying that Teflon pans do not release this chemical.
Okay.
Like I said, Teflon is a brand name. It doesn't necessarily mean the same chemicals. It's just easier for us to refer to these chemicals as Teflon chemicals. Well, DuPont is playing a word game. They say
because
Teflon,
C8 is in Teflon, right?
Correct. But here's the trick. C8 is not used to make Teflon. What happens is that the Teflon, the group of chemicals that are used for the coating, then break down into C8. And it's just a question of, you know, chemistry and how chemicals break down eventually in the environment. So what DuPont can say, we don't add it to Teflon, but then that's where they stop. They don't go explaining to you, but it breaks down into C8 because chemistry works.
It turns into this stuff.
It turns into this stuff, exactly.
And one of the more, all of this is chilling, Simona, but the really, really chilling thing is this stuff has shown up in, okay, I understand, I eat microwave popcorn. I cook with Teflon pans. But
correct.
Newborns have it in their blood?
Correct. That goes back again, when I was describing to you the characteristics of these chemicals. These are the most toxic man-made chemicals we've ever seen. And they are very persistent. They accumulate in our bodies, and they transfer through placenta to the babies. And that is the most shocking. That just shows how polluted we really are with this chemical and how persistent this chemical is. And this is one of the reasons, I believe, I don't know the scientific advisory board, that all these scientists who came out with the finding that it's likely carcinogen didn't say it, but I think that this is one of the scary parts that helped them decide to put this chemical into that category of likely carcinogen. This is very scary.
And we know that we found that the chemical in infants, in newborns, but we don't know the impact of that, and they're still studying that, right?
They are still studying that. And again, one of the studies that this advisory panel of scientists have, I'm sure they have looked at, is a study done by DuPont in 1970s when they had pregnant women in their factory working with this chemical, and they found out that 2 out of 7 women who were pregnant gave birth to child with birth defects, which is very consistent with what animal studies have shown that the impact of this chemical has, that it impacts birth, you know, it causes birth defects.
Now, DuPont can claim that in their little ads that Teflon is safe, that we don't add Teflon, I mean, we don't add C8 to Teflon, but they do release C8 into the air, don't they?
They do. They release C8 into the air and water. And the communities living near DuPont plants around the country, not every DuPont plant makes or uses C8, but those that do, you bet their air and water has been polluted by this chemical as well. And we work with a lot of these communities here in Ohio, getting their water tested, trying to bring information out, because DuPont has been, of course, hiding a lot of this information.
And where are all of these DuPont plants?
One that has been actually at the center of the class action lawsuit against DuPont Company is in Parkersburg, West Virginia, which is right on the corner of Ohio and West Virginia, southeast corner.
Okay, and I want you
the Ohio River.
And I want you to hold that thought. I'd like to come back and talk about that, but we have to take a break right now. I'm talking to Simona Vaclavikova. Okay. Thank you so much. Program Director of Ohio Citizen Action Network in Columbus, Ohio. I'm going to practice. I am going to practice. This is Liz Brown. We're taking a break. Stay with us.
I wish I didn't get so weak. Ooh, baby, just to hear you speak makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. Be like a queen, a queen upon her throne.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Southbound 270 at Page and Olive. There's an accident that's been cleared, but traffic's still backed up at Dorset and not starting to ease at this hour. Northbound 55 at Imperial Main and Bayless. No problems there. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Gravelway and 44. Heavy volume in pockets. Westbound 270 at Chain of Rocks and West Florissant. Everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 at McKnight and Hanley. Look for delays there. Southbound 55 at River de Pere. Construction, 2 left lanes are closed. Use caution. Westbound 270 at Washington Elizabeth and New Florissant Road. Look for slow traffic. Southbound 170 at Page and Olive. Look for no problems report. Westbound 40 at McCausland and Hanley. Expect delays. Westbound 5570 at 64 all the way into the PSP. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Illinois Bank all the way into Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from Queenie onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect slow traffic there. And Route 30 at NN and Route B. The traffic lights are not working, so use caution as you roll up there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the world's first and largest specialized financial temporary staffing firm for accounting and financial professionals. Call or visit them today at accounttemps.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly cloudy, high in the mid-50s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Pretty much the same for Thursday. Partly cloudy, high in the mid-50s. Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And then on Friday, partly sunny with a high in the lower 50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have sunny skies and 34 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 36 and sun as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
LFI Staffing, Inc. is truly your best resource when it comes to supplemental staffing support. Sure, you might hear other agencies claim to be a one-stop shop for all kinds of staffing needs, but are they experts in those fields? At LFI Staffing, our company president spent his first career as a mechanical engineer. Our regional sales manager has more than 16 years of experience in the temporary staffing industry, and our placement coordinators are fluent in English, Spanish, and Bosnian. Approximately 70% of all applicants applying for positions are screened out prior to being offered an assignment. What it means to you is that you get employees with the skills, experience, and work ethic that you require. Visit us on the web at www.lfistaffing.com and get the details about the services that we provide. Or give us a call. In Missouri, the number is 314-351-TEMP. That's 351-8367. In Illinois, it's 618-452-0700.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
Did you know that you can have the leaf slugger gutter protection system installed by United Homecraft and eliminate gutter queening forever? In fact, they guarantee it. The best part is the leaf slugger gutter protection system installs over your existing gutters. If the winter weather has damaged your gutters and they need to be replaced, United Homecraft can do that too. With one phone call, you can stay off that dangerous ladder, stop queening the mess from your gutters, and save a bundle with a $250 instant rebate during their preseason sale going on now. The leaf slugger system will also keep you from spending thousands of dollars this spring in repairs to your home from water damage. Call United Homecraft today for a free, no-obligation estimate at 1-888-731-2052. That's 1-888-731-2052. The Leaf Slugger Gutter Protection System by United Homecraft, one of St. Louis's oldest and largest contractors. United Homecraft is a participating member of the iTex Trade Exchange. Your iTex trade dollars are welcome.
Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the wake-up call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Hello, morning. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. We're talking about Teflon this morning. We're talking about C8. We're talking about Heads Up. Heads Up. And we're talking to Simona Vaklavikova. Vaklavikova. Is that right? Vaklavikova. Okay. Program Director of Ohio Citizen Action Network, joining us from Columbus, Ohio. And Simona, we were talking about the lawsuit that had been filed, that it was on the border there of Ohio, right?
Correct. As a result of this class action lawsuit against DuPont, About 60,000 people in Southeast Ohio and West Virginia have signed up for for blood testing to find out how much C8 they have in their blood, and then possibly be able to tie it up with health problems that they have in that area.
And Ohio became involved in it in what, and how?
We happen to have the oldest DuPont plant that has been using C8 since probably 1950s. So the contamination in Southeast Ohio, and I'm talking about the drinking water contamination as well, has been probably the most extensive. So it hits very close to home here in Ohio.
You talked a little bit earlier before the break about how the EPA is urging a phase out of C8. What exactly does a phase out look like? How does that work?
Well, one of the problems with this phase out announcement is that it does not go into a lot of detail exactly how this phase out needs to be accomplished. There are seven companies in the U.S. that they use C8 chemical. And basically, by signing this phase-out agreement with the federal government, these companies agreed to minimize and eliminate emissions from their facilities. That means air emissions, water pollution, all those kind of things, by at least 2010, and then eventually the next 5 years leading up to 2015, also get rid of all the precursors, which means stuff like this Teflon pens that then eventually breaks down into C8. So this kind of middle agent type of chemicals that might eventually break down in the environment into C8. So it's a big timeline, 10 years. They're giving these companies 10 years to eventually eliminate all this exposure to C8, but there are no specific details, and it's one of the criticisms of this phase out, because we don't actually know exactly how these companies are planning on accomplishing that. Well, we just know that they agreed to do it.
Well, compare this to DDT. Was DDT given this kind of a timeline to be eliminated?
I am not that familiar with
because I'm just trying to get a sense
of DDT. I'm just trying
to get a sense of is this normal? Do they normally give companies this much time to get a carcinogen like this out of us?
I don't believe that. I think that the ban, there was actually a much faster, swifter ban on DDTs. With these chemical Teflon chemicals in C8, I think the federal government is trying to make it look like the companies are showing good faith, that they're the ones, because it's a voluntary phase out, that they're the ones taking the steps and voluntarily agreeing. It's a saving face situation, and that upsets us, because we know that these companies are guilty
and they knew
of polluting our blood.
And they knew it.
And they know it, but they will never admit it. Because, of again, the liability. Can you imagine anyone who's got C8 in their blood could potentially sue, and I'm not a legal expert, but they could sue these companies for withholding this information and spreading this likely carcinogen into our blood and polluting the whole population.
And in terms of, we're talking about this about Ohio, we're talking about it in the United States, is this a worldwide problem?
Yes, it's definitely a worldwide problem. There are other companies. I am familiar with a few companies in Europe that make this chemical. Again, European Union has taken much drastic steps towards eliminating some of these Teflon chemicals. Canada has also taken much more drastic steps. They have actually already banned some of these Teflon chemicals altogether.
Have there been any products that have been banned? Like a particular brand of popcorn? Are there any products that we know are problematic from the get-go?
It is the right kind of question, and it's the $50 million answer. The problem with these chemicals is that currently there is no way for consumers to tell if a package contains the chemicals. There is no labeling requirement.
Mm.
What we know, what we have done here in Ohio is contacting food packaging. We believe that the worldwide contamination of our blood with these chemicals is due mostly to stain-resistant coatings on paper products, possibly carpets and fabrics. So we believe that those are the ones we need to focus on because that's the most direct and the most common way.
Yeah, the universality of all of those products.
I believe, yeah, that's what we believe. Mm-hmm. So we've been focusing on contacting directly major manufacturers, General Mills, Conagra, Tyson Foods. I'm sure all these ring a bell. They're used all over the country to package your favorite, you know, food. But we were also focusing on microwave popcorn because we already know that microwave popcorn has one of the highest potentials for transferring these chemicals into the oil and then the popcorn as you eat it and you absorb it in your body.
Well,
we don't even know
that if it's the heating of it, we don't know any of that, do we?
Not for sure. What we know is that definitely the quick change of temperature, which popcorn bags undergo a swift change of temperature within 2 minutes, is helping. I think FDA, Food and Drug Administration, another federal agency, has actually done one study and publicized this study on popcorn. And they found out that this quick heating, you know, the temperature change actually helps promotes the C8 from getting out of the product and getting out of the coating. And so if any of your listeners are, you know, trying to minimize some of the exposure to these chemicals, I would definitely have a few tips on how to deal with popcorn bags.
Well, what are the tips?
Well, I would recommend that you just take a cup of good popcorn and you put it in a standard brown paper lunch bag. Mix it with oil and any kind of seasoning and staple the bag and just put it in the microwave for 2 to 3 minutes.
Well, you can't staple the bag with metal, can you?
Yeah, I think you can.
With metal in a microwave?
Yeah. Yeah, you just staple it together.
Okay, I didn't know.
For 2 minutes? Yeah, I think you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. And that will get rid of the coating because that's what we're talking about. These chemicals are on the coating.
Gotcha.
Of the popcorn bag.
Gotcha.
That's why. Have you ever wondered why when you pull out the popcorn bag out of your microwave and there's so much butter and oil, it's never sticky?
There you go.
Because it all keeps it inside and it's that coating, that chemical coating on the bag. So if you get the stuff out of the bag and put it in just a, you know, regular brown paper lunch bag.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine.
All right.
That's all the magic.
All right. Well, Simona, that has to be the last word. I know you have to leave us.
Right.
It's quarter till. Thank you so much for that. And give us a website for folks.
I'm sorry?
Give us a website for folks to find more information.
www.ohiocitizen.org.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Bye. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I will be back after this break. Stay with me.
That I know.
For the free DNA heritage and ancestry analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the Wake Up Call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So the Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by
Alliance Financial Group. How do the rich get rich? Let Alliance Financial Group show you how. Call 381-8967.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Cape Town. The former head of the island nation of Haiti says he will return to his homeland following the election of René Préval.
Exiled leader Jean-Bertrand Aristide says it is his right to do so as a citizen of Haiti. He has been living in exile in South Africa since he was ousted in a revolt in 2004. Aristide says he does not intend to return to politics, but he does want to continue to be of service to his people. Aristide came to power in 1990, but was ousted in a coup after just 8 months. He came back to power in 1994 with help from the United States, but then fell from grace with Washington. During the 2000 elections, there were allegations of vote rigging, along with acts of political violence. Aristide says the United States helped fund the movement that came against him and led to his second ouster. And Dateline Washington. Consumer groups are charging that the plan President Bush put forth last week to increase the amount allowed to be contributed to health savings accounts could be an end run for employers to drop their health insurance coverage for their workers. Those health savings accounts let you put pre-tax earnings into a savings account you can only use for medical costs. You don't have to pay taxes on the money you put in or take out. But you also have to buy a high-deductible health insurance policy that will pay for very high medical expenses. The idea is for the savings account to help you cover your deductible. The president wants to increase the amount you can put into those savings accounts up to $10,000 a year. But the people who need help with health insurance don't have that kind of money anyway, or they wouldn't be needing help. Because the health savings accounts are not tax deductible, the Treasury Department is going to lose over $150 billion in 10 years, which is going to more than offset any savings the president says will take place with his proposed cuts to Medicare. This savings plan will also end many tax advantages to small employers who provide health insurance, meaning it's liable to be cheaper for small companies to just have their workers buy individual plans on their own. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update, brought to you this hour by...
Would you like to earn $500 to $2,500 a month? Have you been turned down for a real estate loan because of bad or poor credit? Would you like to invest in real estate but you don't know how to get started? All you need is the right strategy. Let Alliance Financial Group show you how with a free financial presentation this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Airport Hilton Hotel. Seating is limited, so call 381-8967. 381-8967.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
The Missouri Department of Conservation invites you to learn more about the nesting habits of our state bird, the eastern bluebird. Construct a bluebird box for your home and find out how to encourage nesting in your area. The program, which is designed for youngsters age 7 to 12, will be held March 2nd from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Powder Valley Conservation Nature Center in Kirkwood. To find out more or sign up, call 314-301-1500. News to you from WGNU.
Did you hear? Jenny Peterson is celebrating Mardi Gras, New Orleans style. I'm Susan Smith-Harmon. Join me as we hook up with Jenny Friday at 1. She'll give us a GNU perspective of the rebuilding of the Crescent City live from New Orleans. That's Susan Smith-Harmon and Jenny Peterson reporting on progress in the Big Easy this Friday at 1 on WGNU, where we're discussing what matters most to you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, where else? Washers, dryers, the best customer service in town. Look, I know you need to go shopping. I know you need tools. I know you need things for your house. You need to go on to the one in your neighborhood. The only full-service Sears in the city of St. Louis and the best customer service in town. That's, you want a wonderful shopping experience, and you will get it at Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. So, TVs, DVDs, anything you need, get on over to Sears, get your shop on, talk to Jerome Williams. I'm Liz Brown. Tell him I told you to.
Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the wake-up call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake-Up Call.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Mine is mine, and what's yours is mine too. Now you've got more than you can spend. But all of the money in the whole wide world is not gonna help you in the end. Now while there's still time to be saved, don't take that attitude to your grave. Might be too late for you, I'm afraid. So don't take that attitude to your grave.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll free, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. The story we just did on Teflon. honest to goodness, we just really, really have to watch everything that we do. You ever heard about this thing called polydimethylsilocin? Polydimethylsilocin? It's a substance that is manufactured by Dow Chemical. It is primarily used in food manufacturing factories as a defoaming agent for commercial boilers. Doesn't sound like something you want to sprinkle over your nachos, does it? It is not approved as a food additive, yet Pizza Hut is using the silicone-based chemical as a stabilizer for cheese on its patented pizza products. Some of those pizzas go directly to your children's school and are served at lunchtime. You see, in order to preserve their frozen pizzas, Pizza Hut claims that their silicone emulsifier is a necessary preservative and emulsifier. Now, a review of the United States Patent Office website confirms a story that was on February of this year. Quote, this is what's online on the patent. A silicone emulsifier is mixed with water to form an emulsifier solution. This solution is sprayed on frozen cheese granules at a rate of 1.75 parts of solution per 100 parts of weight by cheese. You want me to break this down for you? Let me make it real for you. Let me make it make sense for you. Our children are eating silicone in school cafeterias. And as far as I know, silicone is not approved as any substance for human consumption. And neither is polydimethylsiloxan, which results in a byproduct when frozen silicone sprayed pizza is subjected to heat. And what does that break down into? Formaldehyde, when subjected to heat in excess of 150 degrees. How dangerous is formaldehyde? Well, it's been classified as a human carcinogen. Formaldehyde is dangerous. Bad. Formaldehyde, bad. Whew. I know. It just makes you, sometimes you just want to pull a blanket up over your head and say, okay, I'll never eat and drink again. But the reality is that forewarned is forearmed. You need to know this stuff. You need to be aware of what is going on in your world, in your environment that you don't have knowledge of. All people want is tell me if you're spraying silicone on my pizza, and let me make the decision on what I'm going to eat. You know, let me make a decision on what I'm going to eat. You're on the wake-up call.
How are you, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I'm glad you had that guest on that broke DuPont's product down. Very valuable information. Now, I've taken testers and cooking food in Teflon cookware and throwing it out in the yard to the birds. And you know what it did? It killed them. You know, in less than 2 weeks, you could find dead birds in the yard. I tested it. That's a proof in it. People who inhaled Teflon cookware even are subjecting themselves to cancer. Teflon is very, it should be a product that wouldn't be allowed on the market.
All right. Thanks, Malik.
All right.
My name is Liz Brown. We're going to the top of the 9 o'clock hour. That's all right. I'll be back after the news break. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg, hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
You're bringing a terrorist country over here to take and run our piers, and the American truck drivers and all are not for that.
He's a truck driver who spends a lot of time at the port of Baltimore, and he is none too happy about a government decision to turn control of 6 U.S. ports over to a company owned by the United Arab Emirates. He's worried about security, and he's not alone. But the White House says it's the right thing to do and the right time to do it. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
President Bush insists the Dubai company taking over 6 major ports has been thoroughly checked.
The company operates ports in different countries around the world, ports from which cargo has been sent to the United States on a regular basis.
President Bush has never vetoed a single bill, but says he will if Congress tries to block the ports deal. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The execution of Michael Morales is on hold for now. The state couldn't find a doctor to knock the convicted killer out before he would have received a lethal injection. Now, the idea was to make it a pain-free process, but medical ethicist Dr. Art Kaplan says it actually leaves physicians in a tough spot.
To make them complicit when the state wants somebody to be killed, I think is going to actually pull down the respect and esteem that people have for the medical profession.
Morales, a condemned killer, was supposed to be put to death yesterday. Well, the fatwa may not have done much good. Gunmen shot and killed a Sunni cleric in eastern Baghdad today. The killing was in the midst of protests across Iraq after a large explosion heavily damaged the Golden Dome of one of the nation's holiest Shiite shrines. The top Shiite cleric demanded no retaliation for the attack. We're paying more for gas and electricity, and that's driven consumer prices higher last month than at the fastest pace in 4 months. The consumer price index rose by 0.7%. The Dow is up 26 points. The Nasdaq is off 3. This is ABC News.
What's better than big savings? Big savings at Kohl's Big Wednesday. This Wednesday only, save big with our Big Wednesday specials throughout the store. For one day only, save 40 to 50% on all Mrs. Sonoma sportswear and all men's Sonoma, Croft and Barrow, Arrow, and Dockers knit and woven tops. Get big savings of 50% on all frames and 50 to 60% on all luggage. Plus, save big on all shoes for the family. This Wednesday only from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-400-9144. That's 1-800-400-9144. 1-800-400-9144.
It's an ABC News exclusive video that for the first time shows missing Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway on the night she disappeared. In the meantime, the Dutch teenager who was once accused in the case is now speaking publicly to ABC News.
The grainy surveillance video, obtained exclusively by ABC News, appears to show Natalie Holloway and her friend sitting with Joran van der Sloot at an Aruban blackjack table the night she disappeared.
We played blackjack for a while and I told them whether or not to hit.
In his first formal broadcast interview, van der Sloot tells ABC News he has been portrayed unfairly in the media.
I've been portrayed as a murderer and a rapist and everything that I'm not.
Van der Sloot always admitted seeing Holloway that night, but changed his story about where he left her. Why?
I didn't want anyone to know I left her at the beach.
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
It looks like there will be at least one American figure skater on the Olympic medal podium. Sasha Cohen's in first place after the short program. Her teammates, Emily Hughes and Kimmy Messner, aren't far behind. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
It's time for a WGNU News Report. This update is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News. The president of St. John Vianney High School is being accused of sexual abuse. A civil lawsuit has been filed against Marianist Father Robert Osborne, alleging that he sexually, physically, and emotionally abused a male student. Barbara Doris, the local outreach coordinator for the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, outlines the allegations.
He felt that Father Osborne coerced him into drinking, and there were sexual allegations and comments, attempts to have photographs of him when he was undressing, hugging and kissing in overt sexual contact.
This is the sixth time in recent years a local Marianist has been accused of sexual abuse. Officials with St. John Vianney High School declined to comment. In other news, rescue agencies are losing hope of finding the man who fell from the Jefferson Barracks Bridge Friday. Time is running out in the search for Jimmy Belfield after he fell into the Mississippi River while trying to rescue three co-workers from a scaffold collapse. Missouri Water Patrol Officer Lou Amaghetti says hope's dimming as time passes.
Unfortunately, if we do not have any luck in the immediate area in which we're searching now, or will be searching, the search will basically be discontinued. We will continue to search sporadically throughout the week, hoping that either ourselves or someone else do find it, but the continuous day-to-day long hours will discontinue.
Amaghetti says several agencies have cadaver dogs searching for Belfield. The sonar search was delayed yesterday due to low water levels that forced the search to begin more than 20 miles south of the bridge. And St. Louisans are now able to take part in a new kind of voting process. Election Board Chairman Ed Martin unveiled two new voting systems yesterday and opened them to absentee voters in the city. Martin says this is an historic event in the city of St. Louis.
We're the first in Missouri to comply with the Help America Vote Act and vote on touchscreen as well as use optical scan. Our board is committed to giving those services, using those tools, these election systems, to give access and opportunities for all of our citizens to vote.
The funding for the new machines comes from a $2 million federal grant as part of the Help America Vote Act. There will be at least one of each of the two voting systems in every polling place in the city for the April 4th elections. The Board of Elections has also established a 7-member citizens audit panel designed to make sure the election process runs smoothly. That's WGNU News for this hour, brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through February, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Hall Street at Adelaide, there's an accident involving a bus. It is overturned, so use caution if you roll up to that area. Southbound 55 at River Parish, 2 lanes are closed. Left lanes, as a matter of fact, due to construction. Eastbound 255 at Jefferson Barracks Bridge, there's left lanes closed due to traffic, or due to construction as well. Northbound 55 on ramp to Lindbergh, look for a left lane closed for guardrail repairs. Route 30 at Highway NN and Route B, look for traffic lights not working. Cave Springs at 70, look for an accident there, and traffic signals are on red flash at Highway 61 and Highway 67 that's down in Festus. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent. Switch to State Farm and get your great driving record could help you get great discounts. Talk to agent Mike Pelota in Creve Coeur and get your reward here and now. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Pretty much the same straight across the board. Partly cloudy today, high in the mid-50s this evening. Partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high, or partly sunny, I should say, with a high in the lower 50s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 35 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 37. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning of a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck. Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the wake-up call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
City's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever.
More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal privilege.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
How you doing? I heard you mention formaldehyde a few minutes ago. Do you know what formaldehyde is used for?
To embalm bodies.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And Merck used to put it out. Now there's three other companies, Merck, Sharp, and Dome. It's put out by the chemical company.
In all right.
Lewis. It's tough. If you don't believe it is, ask your barber, ask your beautician, and ask your undertaker. What is it used for?
All right, thank
it's
you.
It's very poisonous.
It's awful. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I'm telling you, I predicted it here on this show, and I'm going to say it again. I am going to say it again. This opening of the ports to be controlled by another, the Dubai ports world, huh? Is going to be an undoing of George W. Bush. Just feel this. Feel what the guy in the White House is saying to you. Now, Congress, your congressmen have not weighed in on this discussion. Your United States senators have not weighed in on this discussion. The vetting process for allowing Dubai to have this contract was a short 23 days. It takes longer than that to approve somebody working for Congress, let alone an event that will impact and affect every American out here. Could potentially can. So, we have Republicans and Democrats coming together to say, slow down, and we need to rethink this. Slow down. We need to take a look at this. We have not been involved. Now, I have two comments about that. To the Republicans that are asking to slow it down so that they can have a look at it and to weigh in on it, I say to you, welcome to my world. Because that has been the criticism leveled at this administration, this super secret, live in the bunker, 5 million miles under the core of the earth. They have been secretive. They have been calculating. They're the ones that have been spying on us without a warrant because they said that they don't have to get a warrant. They're the ones that built a torture prison in Guantanamo in order to torture prisoners, and they said that they don't have to tell us what they're doing. Every act that this administration takes is a secretive act designed to keep everyone out of the loop. Now, you Republicans out there, welcome to the real world of George W. Bush. The fact of the matter is that you're not in on this one, but the truth is, the fact of the matter is, You haven't really been in on anything. For real, you have not been in on anything. And now the ports are being handed over. And I thought that every step we take, every move we make, is all considered in the light of post 9/11, right? We can't do anything. We can't think the same way that we thought before 9/11, according to this administration. So tell me, in a post 9/11 world, with an administration that is consumed with redefining the world post 9/11, how is it that we sell off our control of our ports? Ports are essential pieces of the infrastructure of the United States. They are essential pieces. And they are best run by public authorities who are accountable to elected officials and the people that they represent. Okay? Allowing our nation's working waterfronts to be run by private firms, particularly the Dubai Ports World firm, is a failure. Is setting up for failure. Setting up for failure. Michael Chernoff, the guy that I guess we should just call him what he is, a murderer. People are dead in New Orleans because of Chernoff. They're dead in New Orleans because of George Bush. They're dead. What does he say about this one? I mean, and for all you people that have blown off the folks and the babies in New Orleans, the city of New Orleans, the tragedy, the indescribable tragedy of New Orleans, you blow that off. And you have a million excuses why Chernoff couldn't fix New Orleans when Katrina hit. Huh? They couldn't fix the New Orleans. Well, what did we know? What could we have done? Well, the same guy that didn't have any answers for Katrina is the same guy who doesn't have any answers for protecting our ports. You know what he says? We make sure that there are insurances in place, in general, sufficient to satisfy us that a deal is appropriate from a national security standpoint. Huh? They're the boys that brought you the Katrina response. You comfortable with them? How'd that work out for New Orleans and the Gulf Coast? Michael Chernoff's Katrina response. How'd that work out? Car phone. Good morning. You're on the air, John. John?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, I got a question about the people's loyalty to Bush. It seems like they're always behind him no matter what he does. And it seems like this time they've been pushed to the brink where they're about ready to cut him loose because, you know, it's like a relationship. You know, you always back up your mate, but once that mate goes and crosses that line, he said, well, wait a minute, I got to stop and take a second look at this. I'm not sure if this is what I want to do.
I would say that it's a little different than that because this is a dysfunctional relationship. This is a mate that's been no good for you from the beginning, has been dishonest to you, but you've only seen this mate being dishonest to other people.
Yeah, you know what? Now, even though this mate has been dishonest all along,
They've
been behind him.
That's
they've
right.
They've been finding reasons.
That's right. That's right.
Man, for all the wrong that he's
that's
done,
right.
they've
that's
put in
right.
their mind, well, I'm going to stand behind Bush. He's for the country. He's this, he's that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he has opened up the Pandora's box, you know, and now I want to see how many people, because you know what? These people are so scared about security, he had to open up the door, and now he's letting them in. So I want to see how they feel about that. You know, and I got another question, Liz. What about New Orleans, the ports of New Orleans?
That's
I wonder what this has to do with New Orleans. I bet.
Oh, this is included. This is included in it. The ports in New Orleans are included in this.
So I think what happened in New Orleans, and they said it was something that was set up, I think this has a lot to do with what happened in New Orleans, and I think this is all part of a major plan that Bush had already had set up, and New Orleans had to be included in it before he could let his plan go.
All right. Thank you so much. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Penny.
Yes, Liz, I was looking at CNN last night, and I was looking at what Bush was telling the people kept with the low income can't move in those public housing. That's what I thought public housing was always for.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about, Penny.
No, last night Bush was on CNN, like the housing project. He was saying people with no money, no, they couldn't move in. You had to work and blah blah blah. You know, that's what I thought. Housing project was for people with the low income. You know.
Okay, thank you, Penny.
All right, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake up call. Good morning.
Yes, Liz. Good morning.
Yes, Barbara. What's on your mind?
I was just gonna say, he's getting exactly what he deserves on these ports. He scared the wits out of people.
Mm.
If he hadn't put this fear to such a level, then they wouldn't be all scared. He's been scaring them for years, and now he thinks, we're just going to turn over the port. That doesn't make any sense to the people.
You know what?
To anybody.
You know what George Bush is also saying? He's also saying that he will veto any legislation that says that he can't give these ports to whoever he wants to give it to. And that's going to be his, if this happens, it's going to be his first veto ever.
Yeah,
and
ever.
And think about the implication of that. Think of what that says. I haven't vetoed anything except for my right to give these ports to whoever I doggone well feel like giving them to.
Exactly. And yesterday they were talking about a makeover for the administration before he stuck his foot in his mouth today. Making over by cleaning out his cabinet, getting rid of Cheney, blah, 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 in the Washington Times. And I said, well, if the makeover would be that Cheney could be Elmer Fudd with a gun and George Bush could be a dunce.
Yeah, yep.
It's a mess.
It is a mess. Thank you, Barbara.
Have a good day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Dimitri, good morning.
I'm going to raise the fear level a bit, if you don't mind.
That's what we're here for.
I can't respond to that and stay legal.
All right.
I feel that, maybe I'm cynical, but I feel that the selling of the ports is only the beginning, because what I'd like to do, I'd like to put a bid on selling the West, buying the West Coast, you know, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle. And so I would have all the ports owned by foreign companies, and that's just the beginning. And here's where the fear level rises. If the security of those ports is turned over to foreign powers, how far are we from having military forces in this country controlled by foreign elements, and the police, because they can't, in the event of a revolution, you can't count on American boys shooting their cousins and uncles. So they have to have a foreign element in here to face the eventuality of revolution or overthrowing the government. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I'm going to ponder on that for a second, Dimitri.
Okay.
But thanks for that. I'm going to think about that.
Yes.
That's troubling. That's troubling indeed.
It is troubling. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Dimitri. And here's the thing. I think it's dangerous to allow this port discussion to descend into an opportunity for people to bash people because of their ethnic makeup, to bash Arab people. I don't want to be part of any kind of energy like that. And I think that in order to do that, we have to really evaluate what is happening here with the ports. Is it simply that the ports are foreign-owned, or is it foreign-owned owned by anybody and privately owned at all. I think those are the two discussions. No other nation. I don't care if you're Europe. I don't care if you're Denmark. I don't care if you're Saudi Arabia. No other entity should have control of our port. No other non-American entity should have control of our ports. And secondly, no corporation whose bottom line is the concern of their shareholders, their board, should have control of our ports, because we're not number one in that scenario. You and me, we ain't the issue. We aren't the one that they're trying to please. Our ports should not be controlled by any private entity. They need to be controlled by us. So I resist the urge and the energy to make this about Arab versus we can't trust the Arabs, because that's racist. Here's what the concern is that we can't trust any nation to control our borders. And we can't trust any corporation. Can anybody say Kenny Boy? Can anybody say WorldCom? Their concerns are about their corporate bottom line, not about us and keeping us safe. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call you need to get to me. Andrew.
Morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I'll just comment on what he was just saying about foreigners running America. That has already started to happen. But there's really nothing you can do about the cultural war that stands between individuals and their individual races. It's always going to be a custom of a war, a civil war, of civil rights, of any kind of rights you have as an individual as you live amongst the custom of the people that you live amongst.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up and get to me. William.
Good morning, Liz.
You know what, William? I took your call. I shouldn't have.
That's okay.
We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll get back to your calls, comments, concerns, observations, fears, loathings, all of that. Call in and let's talk about it here on the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. We're talking about the security of our ports. Are you scared yet? Stay with me.
Some of us are wondering why. And Mom won't watch the news at night. There's too much stuff that's making her cry. We need some help down here on earth. A thousand prayers, a million words. But one voice was heard.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck. Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-308-0133. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-308-0133. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loan have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you'll make all year long. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payments up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-308-0133. 800-308-0133. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call now, 800-308-0133. No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. When it's time for a brake job, AutoZone is your brake headquarters with everything you need to do the job right, including helpful advice and great prices. Replacing your brakes is easy, and AutoZone has a full line of brakes to fit practically any car and any budget, including Duralast brakes. Brakes that are built to last and backed by a limited lifetime warranty. Don't risk your safety with worn-out brakes. Change your brakes and get in the zone. AutoZone.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan, on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the wake-up call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
A dedication to all the refugees worldwide. One time.
Say, say, say. I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn. Baba Sophie, the crookedness. I didn't mingle with the good people we meet.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We're talking about our ports. We're talking about the, is it safe yet? Is it safe yet? William.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
What constitutes treason?
What constitutes treason?
Yes, ma'am.
There are a whole list and litany of things that constitute treason.
Now, did you ever know that the ports belonged to somebody else before the story broke?
Mm-hmm. And that's why I said that no country should own our ports. None.
Yeah. Why shouldn't we own our own ports?
That's correct. That's exactly. I don't think that any corporation. I am concerned about any corporation owning our ports, let alone a corporation that is out that is not American owned.
Hey, Liz, I compare it to. I'm going to make you sell your basement to a Klansman. Okay, and you have to let him live down there, and you can't do anything about it.
It's unacceptable. It is absolutely unacceptable.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Andre.
Good morning. I was listening to a report about this on the BBC this morning, and William was right. A lot of this traffic is already controlled and owned by foreign entities, especially on the West Coast. They were saying how the Port of Los Angeles, it's like 90% controlled by outside interests.
Mm-hmm.
And
but most Americans didn't know that.
No.
Most Americans didn't know that. So for people to be outraged about this, and this administration says exactly the same thing that they've always said, well, you knew about it, mm-hmm. or you had an opportunity to know about it. No, I didn't.
No.
No, I didn't.
But, you know, this just shows that not only is George stupid, he's arrogant, too. I'm just sorry that it didn't happen in the first term, because this is going to be his undoing. I believe that.
Well, you know, everything works out for the way that it's supposed to work out.
I get it.
All right.
But
maybe we couldn't have cleaned house that the way that house is going to be cleaned, I suspect, in these upcoming elections if it had happened in his first term.
True.
All right.
But, you know, the other thing I wanted to mention, too, you know, I'm so tired of hearing these white folks just losing their minds about this thing, because, you know, can you say Royal Dutch Shell? I mean, that company's been here forever, and nobody's had any problem with that. But they don't have a problem, apparently, with companies, with entities being owned by white Europeans.
Well, and it remains to be seen, because on the first, we just started talking, Andre, about how most Americans didn't know that they were foreign-owned anyway. So it remains to be seen how this is going to shake out, if we are going to hear, because I am reading people saying, I don't like anybody owning our ports.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is a special energy attached to Arabs.
I think that's what
it is. Okay, but I still am hearing from Americans out there that I didn't know that our stuff was owned by somebody else. It shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't.
Okay, and so I'm not ready to conclude that this is just, I know that there is a special energy, and it will be for some. It's solely that it's these guys. And I think for a lot of people and a lot of Republicans in Congress, I think it is they're going to tee off on this issue. But once this gets out to the American people and resonates with the American people, I think the general consensus is going to be, I don't want anybody outside of my country owning these ports.
I would hope so.
All right. We'll see.
I would hope so.
All right, Andre.
All right.
Thanks. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. Earl.
Yeah, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Now, I'm a little bit confused because I was reading Out of Time magazine online that the ports aren't owned by foreign companies, but they're managed. I mean, 80% of the ports are being managed by foreign companies. Now, I mean, because they say that they wouldn't sell the port, but they're just going to hire this company to manage it. Now, which one is correct? I mean,
well, I guess when people are talking about this, they're talking about control of the ports, that the control of the ports are in the hands of those that are outside of this country. So I think that it is correct that they are managed by the ports, that they physically don't have a lease to the ports themselves, but they have control of the ports and managed by the ports, which essentially, while they don't own the land, you don't have to own the land to control the front door.
Okay. Then they went on to further say, well, the American people will still have control because the people that work there will continue to work there to be American dockers or whatever they call it, the longshoremen, continue to be Americans.
Absolutely. But you know what?
Security and all that.
But you know what, Earl? Here is the thing. If that is so, show me the piece of paper. Show somebody the piece of paper in Congress that says that is so. Congress hasn't been let in on this at all. I don't know if that is true any more than you know that that is true.
Well,
because I haven't read the deal. Have you? And neither has a United States senator, because they weren't involved in this. So that's the issue. You can say what you say out your mouth anytime you want to, but show me the paper that says that that is so. How do I know that? How do I know?
I got you. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Anita.
Hi.
Good morning.
I haven't heard anyone explore this idea. Considering George Bush's background and his father's background,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that he is in his administration are very close to the Middle Eastern oil guys,
I
wouldn't be surprised if this is just a business deal
between friends.
Big, rich, oil-soaked.
All you have to do is check out Fahrenheit 9/11,
right?
And you will see the relationship between the Bushes and the people that are buying this port.
And the book, House of Bush, House of Saw.
There you go.
And all of those things.
There you go.
And it's going to work out just fine for everybody except the American people.
Exactly. And you know what, Anita? I think that that's a very, very, very good and important point in this. And it also would kind of help explain the insistence of George W. Bush.
Exactly.
He's having the attitude kind of like you or I would have when some stranger would come up and try to mess in our family business. You tell
right.
a stranger, stay out my family business. That's what he's saying to us. This
that's
family
right.
business.
And that's his family business.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Anita. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to talk about something, two things that came out from the FDA. I heard this on your Global News, that the Food and Drug Administration has approved a process of letting carbon monoxide be injected into our meat.
That is correct.
And they're saying that they wanted to keep the meat pink because they're having to throw away too much brown meat, and that you wouldn't have to worry about it. Even if it's old and it's still pink, that you would be able to tell that it's spoiled by the smell. Now, I want to tell you, they left out one thing, that a lot of our meats, which we don't know because it's not labeled, is being radiated. So when you radiate something, you kill the germs that's on the meat, so that therefore you wouldn't be able to tell if it's spoiled or not because the germs are all dead. So we could be eating meat that's months and months old and not even know it because this carbon monoxide is keeping it pink.
That's why you don't eat meat.
I know. And then there's another report that came out that I heard in the wee hours of the morning on the radio, that the FDA says that Ritalin and any other drug that have the same components as Ritalin can cause instant death in children. And they don't have to label the medication. It's left up to the drug company where they have to label the medication that it causes instant death. And I want to, your listeners, do they remember, it's been recently that two beautiful little children dropped dead, one sitting at her desk, beautiful little girl, at school. I think she was 6 or 7 years old, no prior history of any medical condition. And another little child dropped dead, I think it was in the bathroom or on the school bus. Now, it'd be interesting to know whether or not they were on Ritalin or not.
Okay. Thanks for the call and observations. Those are great. 454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
Hi, Liz.
Annie.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to, yesterday I was reading in Time magazine that woman that owned the ranch where that accident happened with Cheney.
Wait a minute, where Cheney shot an 79-year-old man in the face and the heart?
Right.
Okay.
She apparently is a lobbyist GOP.
That's correct. She's Halliburton.
I just read that yesterday. I didn't know that.
Halliburton served on the board of Halliburton when Cheney was hired.
Yeah, and she was the one that apparently reported that there was no alcohol consumption going on there.
That's not fair.
I don't believe that.
Well, no, Annie, it's not fair to say that she said that there was no alcohol. She said that there was not a Zippo Zero.
Right,
absolutely
right.
Not. She didn't just say, she went all the way there to say there wasn't any alcohol.
And he was the one that said he had one beer at lunch.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And remember, this is the man, and let's remember, if we're going to remember it, Annie, let's remember all of it. How many DWIs has Dick Cheney had?
I don't know.
Quite a few.
Really?
Yes, he has.
Wow.
So we're
supposed
to
know that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, he has.
Wow.
So
well, another thing I wanted to point out to you, Liz, is if you look outside today, it's a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
And they are spraying like crazy out there.
Spraying what? Where?
You know what chemtrails are?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Well, thanks for that, Annie.
Thanks.
Bye. Listen, folks, we're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. We need to do a show on chemtrails. We'll do that so you know why you need to be very nervous right now as we sit here. I'm Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. I will be back. Stay with you. Let me ask you a question. Would a guy who drives while drunk, would he go hunting while he's drunk? I'm just asking. That's gone. Strangled by the wishes I begged for, hoping for the unmaker to get to me the sooner or later.
register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck. Call Global News Update. Dateline Tehran. The government of Iran says it will be glad to help finance a Palestinian authority run by Hamas. That position was expressed yesterday by Iran's National Security Council after its secretary met with the leader of the Hamas party in Tehran. The Iranian position on the matter is that the United States has proved it will not support democracy by cutting aid to the Palestinians following a Hamas victory in the elections. The supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Al-Khamenei, has called for Muslim countries to provide assistance to a Hamas-led government, and he said it is correct for Hamas to refuse to recognize Israel. And Dateline Washington. Last week, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said during a speech and TV interview that the practice of planting news stories in the Iraq media had stopped. But yesterday he told reporters that was incorrect, and the practice is currently under review. Rumsfeld said General George Casey, the head of operations in Iraq, is looking at the issue, but previously saw no reason to discontinue the practice. An inquiry into that practice was conducted by a committee led by Navy Rear Admiral Scott Van Buskirk, but those results have not yet been made public. Rumsfeld has referred to the paid news items as a non-traditional means to get the American message out to the Iraqi people who are getting a disinformation campaign from the insurgents. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. This is the station that discusses the issues that matter most to you. And if you have a problem with personal work or family relationships, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. Then go do the right thing.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Want to be a winner every day? Why don't you shop at Sears at Union and Natural Bridge? That's right, DVD players. I'm telling you, refrigerators, stoves, they've got it all. And they have the best customer service in the world. Have you ever walked into the Sears and known the name of the owner? Never happened before. His name is Jerome Williams, the only full-service Sears in the city of St. Louis. You don't have to drive to a mall. Keep it home. Go on over to Sears at 3424 Union. That's the corner of Union and Natural Bridge. Get your shop on. Ask to speak to Jerome Williams, and I'm Liz Brown, and tell him I told you to.
Friday morning at 8, Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated, returns to the wake-up call to talk more about the DNA analysis of ethnic heritage and ancestry offered by her company. Plus, all week long, we are registering listeners for one free DNA analysis test courtesy of African Ancestry. The winner will be announced during the interview Friday morning. And to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had this test done, and her results will be revealed Friday as well. So don't miss all of the excitement Friday morning at 8 with Gina Page of African Ancestry Incorporated right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Redemption songs, emancipation.
ourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom?
These songs of freedom. Oh, my goodness, redemption songs. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get to me. Good golly, we have so much stuff to talk about. Dan.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
I got something interesting for you and your listeners.
All right.
Google Halliburton detention.
Been there, done that. I have it right in front of me. I absolutely did that. You put in Halliburton and detention camps, and you get a, here's one article that you get. Halliburton detention camps for political subversives.
Right, and they're going to sell us to the American people, but first they're going to put immigrants in it.
Yes, they are. They're going to soften people, soften up. They're going to play off the intolerance of American people, say, oh, it's just them.
And then
it's just them.
Right, and then who knows what anybody who don't agree. It could lead to that.
Absolutely, and this is a $385 million contract given to them by Michael Chernoff, who couldn't spell Katrina, but he made sure that they got this contract to build a detention and processing facility, and here's the scary part, Dan, in the event of a national emergency.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And the scary part is most Americans, all they really care about is who wins American Idol.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Isn't that, or the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or what's the best commercial on the Super Bowl?
Yeah. But I heard some poetry that a poet, he wrote, Where Were You? It was a great, someone's great, great grandchild was going back to Where Were You when all this was happening.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Thanks.
So you can sit idly by.
Thanks, Dan. And everybody, if you want to get scared, put in Halliburton and detention.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. All right. Let me get the congratulations out here for all of you all that have made it to the first cut, and the fantastic giveaway that's going to take place on Friday. We are giving away, on the wake-up call, because we love you, and that's because we roll like this, an opportunity for a person of African descent to find out once and for all what country your people came from in Africa. It's a DNA testing, and it's a $300 gift. It truly is. It's a $300 gift. And we're giving it away on the wake-up call. The condition is, of course, is that you be the 10th caller. We're not doing it right now. But a lot of you have made it to the cut. And I don't know yet. They've already tested me. And I don't know yet where my paternal side of the family comes from. So we're going to find all of that out on a fantastic show in the 8 o'clock hour on Friday. So you do not want to miss that. So my congratulations go out to Doris, to Gina, to Andrew, to Bob, to Arthur, to Emma, to Emerald, to Brenda, to Tamara, to Sophia, to Valerie, to Diane, to Alfred, to Margaret, to Larry, to Wesley, Damon, Carlos, Ruby, Farouk, Donald. Oh, and the list goes on. Baya, Wayne, Felton, Lawrence, Everett, Letha, Harriet, Shirley, Virginia, Marty, Barbara, Paulette, Marsha, Pam, and Tony. Okay, you've all made it to the final cut. We have two more days of this. We're going to be doing this tomorrow, which is Thursday. And then we're going to be doing it Friday morning at 6 and 7. And then the drawing will be, and just feel this. It's going to be the sounds of the African drums beating and pounding as we pull that lucky winner's name out of the hat. Oh, it's going to be a very, very exciting show. So if you haven't had a chance to call in and be the 10th caller, we're going to be doing that. We're going to be starting it back up tomorrow and then for 2 hours on Thursday, on Friday, and then it's on, and then it's on. This is very, very, very exciting. This is a $300 gift. This is a $300 blessing that is going to come to someone, and I am so excited that the wake-up call is making this happen for some lucky person out there. So think about it. Think about it. You have an opportunity for the 4 hours tomorrow morning and 2 hours on Friday morning to be the 10th caller. These are very, very, very exciting times, folks. And I don't know. I'm gonna bring a map of Africa so I can find out what country. Ah! Do you know how empowering that's going to be? Do you know how exciting that's going to be? Do you know what my travel plans are going to be after I find this out? So you don't want to miss that show on Friday. At 8 o'clock, we're going to be taking a trip down the ancestry lane to find out where we're coming from, where I'm coming from, where my people came from, and to give some lucky listener out there an opportunity to find out where their people came from. It's a blessing, and it's exciting time. It's a fantastic opportunity, and it's going to be a fantastic show on Friday. It's going to be a fantastic show on Friday. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Tell you what. We're going to do this again. We're going to do this again tomorrow. Until then, here's what I want you to do. I want you to check out the website at LizBrown.com. Check out the corner store. Check out some items in the corner store. I know there's something in there that you want. And some of the shirts we're selling out of, so you need to get there pretty soon because we're going to be out of those shirts. So you need to get to the Kona Stowe at LizBrown.com. That's LizBrown.com. Click on the Corner Stowe emblem. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, stay strong.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. The air fills the world up. How
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. It's a matter of security.
We're willing to shut them down till something Bush comes to his right mind. Because I don't think it's right what they're doing.
So says a growing number of people, from truck drivers like that man in Baltimore to lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle, who say they'll do what they can to block a government decision to